Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't know why I just did that. That was weird.
It was, yeah, nice little ASMR.
Yeah. But
how you doing, Sanique?
How am I doing? I'm doing great. I am recovering from a very rough week at work. Had that event I told you about and worked a bajillion hours. So I'm still kind of recovering, but I think I finally started getting enough sleep. So I think tomorrow I'm going to wake up feeling a lot more refreshed. I've been doing a girls rewatch, which it's been great. The show's great. Like,
I know.
It's so good. I love it. Like, I don't know. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Lena Dunham is annoying, but so talented. She is so talented.
Very talented. I feel like Girls is a rewatch. There's some shows that I don't like the rewatch, even though I do it like periodically. Girls is a rewatch that I always enjoy. Like, I always enjoy it. It's a good one.
It still feels fresh when I rewatch it. I'm like, oh, like, even though I've seen this episode, I'm always like still like, oh, like, you know, I'm picking up on something I didn't notice before. It's just like, you know, very entertained. And I feel like I'm watching it while everybody is rewatching Sex and the City because it's on Netflix, and the discourse on Twitter and TikTok has been brain dead about Sex and the City. And I think that my hot take is I think that if you can't, if your take about Sex and the City is about the following things, it's too white. How do they have all that money to afford this lifestyle? Carrie, I'm going to say it. Carrie's the worst. Then you need guillotine. Because these are all takes we've all rehashed so many times.
Right.
People are still making the same three fucking points about that show. And I'm like, guys, we know. We've already dissected it. Yes, it's a very white show. Yes, the amount of money and capitalism in it is absurd. Though also, the show does address why Carrie has the money for all the shit she has, and the point that she doesn't, and that she's in like very, very serious debt.
That's right.
She gets lucky and marries rich. Like, that's literally, they tell us this. And also, yes, Carrie is the worst. We know that. That's kind of the point. No one, like, that's the whole point of the movie, the show. I'm just kind of tired of them. Everyone's making the same points over and over again, and as if they're the first person to make the point. So I think if you make those point, either of those three points in 2024, then you death penalty.
Wow.
I'm saying it. I am anti-death penalty unless you make three brain dead points about Sex and the City, then like to death, electric chair.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks.
How are you? Yeah. I'm pro death penalty when it comes to Sex and the City.
Oh my
Lauren,
gosh.
How are you doing?
I am doing good. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. So I have a humidifier blasting next to me. So apologize for my, if you can hear that, it should be fine. But I have a little bit of a throat cough thing. Not really sure what it is. I think it's some version of allergies? Hay fever thing. Yeah. Other than that, doing well. It is a beautiful, sunny, clear blue sky Saturday here, and I'm excited to not leave my house. I've been doing a lot of socializing this week, so I'm like, can't wait to not talk to anyone after this. It's gonna be great.
Fair. That's needed sometimes. You gotta recharge.
Yeah, exactly. So I bought a new oven, and I have a Dutch oven as well. So I'm going to bake some bread today, which I'm really excited about, and maybe make some cinnamon rolls and really be Susie Homemaker today and relax. Yeah, but I'm doing good. Spring has sprung, hence the sickness, and Beijing is in full swing. China is looking beautiful again, at least where I live. So, yeah. Can't Can't complain, but I will find something to complain about.
Immediately starts hacking up a lung right
I
after.
know I need to mute myself.
Thank you. But no, but that sounds lovely though. It's I love spring. Today it's kind of chill. It's been chilly and kind of rainy. I mean, we've been lucky in New York though. The weather has been nice, but it's like kind of chilly today. Tomorrow it's going to be kind of cool, so I think, but sunny. So we were planning on maybe going to the farmer's market. And I kind of just like maybe was walking around and maybe doing some stuff in the daytime. Just get out and
Nice.
enjoy our neighborhood, enjoy the city.
Yes. Be like, oh, our lives are like that time of year where you're like, I love the city.
Honestly, like, okay, I'm still very new to New York, so it still has that, like, that shine on it for me. I'm not like, this place sucks. I'm like, I love it here. Where I live in Brooklyn, but every so often, like, you can still see the skyline from me because I'm trying to tell anybody what neighborhood I live in, but like, I live in a hilly part, so you get a good view of the skyline, even though, like, I'm not in the city, but I'm like, it's like, I'm not so far, but I'm far enough where, like, I'm not there, but also close enough. I'm like, every so often I'll just walk and turn to my left and I'm like, I'm in New York. It is like, he's kind of sitting like upon a marble and I'm like, look at that. And I just go about my day. And it's like nice, nice to have a moment to kind of just, take in a little bit of a gratefulness and being grateful for that I get to live here, a place I've always wanted to live. But yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Do we have any messages from our lovely listeners?
We sure do.
Yes.
So we got a DM from Koala. I'm not sure the real name, but that's the first part of their handle. And they sent us a DM. So today's episode, we've got a creeper episode, and they sent us side-by-side photos of the creep actor from first episode of Next Gen with Emma, so the creep with Emma, and today the creep coach, the pedophiles of Degrassi, if you will. And oh, sorry, and Jane's dad, sorry.
Oh yeah, okay.
So there's Jordan, the fake Jordan, Jane's dad, and then Casey's coach from today's episode. Koala says that Jane's dad and Casey's coach, the actors, have both been in Hallmark Christmas movies. And they said, if your man looked like this, don't trust him, because they all kind of look the
Wow.
same.
Yeah. I love the versatility in their like careers. Were they villains in those Hallmark Christmas movies? Like, were they the Grinch,
Scrooge.
or were they like dad, like loving father, or quaint guy who works at woodworking shop in small town that
I think
loves
it's a
Christmas?
top. I think it's a toss-up. It depends on if there's someone hotter. If they're the hottest one in the movie, they're the love interest. If there's someone slightly hotter, then they're going to be the villain.
Yeah, like, oh, like the mean boyfriend, like the girl, like he's like mean, he's like, I'm rich and I hate Christmas, and then it's a guy who's like, I'm not rich but I love Christmas and I understand, and I'm a Christian, and then she falls in love with him and he's a carpenter like Jesus. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. But thank you, Koala, for that. Because yeah, the pictures I will post the inner carousel this week, they are scarily, eerily very similar. We also got a DM from Kirsten, lovely listener of the pod. Kirsten says, do you guys watch Heartbreak High? I watch it with my teen. It's hella good. I have
I need
not.
to watch that. It always gets recommended to me on Netflix, and that's like on my list of things to watch. It's like, do you know about it?
No.
It's like an Australian teen drama.
Even better.
Yeah, so they're Australian, so they have that accent, you know, an Australian. What? You know, Australia, ever heard of it? Yeah, but they're in like, it's a, I don't really know like the premise. I know from like the commercial I saw, like it's like a bunch of like announcements, and like I'll get called to the office, and everyone's very cool and Gen Z, and they're very like, they've got like bleach hair and like maybe like bleach eyebrows sometimes. Or like one
Oh,
earring, they're very cool Gen Zs. They all
the
like they live in
coolest.
Bushwick, honestly. I'm like this, I feel like this is Bushwick. Yeah, but I need to watch that. And also I love that Kirsten watches this with her kid. I love that they
Yeah.
are both watching this like teen drama together.
Yeah. So
I will do
that,
that with my kids. Like we're gonna watch
oh yeah.
whatever show like we're
For
watching
sure.
together.
For sure. We also got a DM from
Yeah.
CJ who says, they sent a link to a book that's called Don't Die, My Love.
That's the book I was talking about with the girl's boyfriend who died, who's the football player, right?
let me see. So CJ says, I read many books by this author when I was in middle school. They were all about teens with serious, often terminal illnesses. I couldn't get enough. I read them during silent reading time at school, but I was embarrassed, so I covered them with brown grocery bag paper. I forgot we used to do that with textbooks. Oh my God. So yeah, it's the book.
That's the book. Yes, by Lurleen. Yes, McDaniel. Thank
Yes.
you. Yes, Don't Die, My Love. That I read that. I remember reading that like in early middle school and just being like shook by it. Like, oh my God, this book is amazing. Wow. I love that someone else has read. I've every so often I'll have like a random flashback to some weird book I read when I was like a kid, and I'm like furiously looking for like what book about girl who's murdered by tractor. I'm like this. Like I remember there was this one I read that was about this like Asian girl, and she was like a gymnast, but also she like her parents were very serious, and like they wanted her to like to do like calculus and like go to like Harvard or something. But she was like a gymnast, and she's like, no, I want to be a gymnast. And then like she falls in love with this boy, and he's white, and then she experiences like racism. And it was like from the 90s, and it was such a good book. And I can't remember what it was called, but it was this girl. And I just remember her, like, I just remember the calculus storyline being a big thing. So I was like, wow, this sounds so hard. Like, I was just like, this sounds like so complicated. And she had to get extra help.
Very. Ooh.
Gonna
Is that where
start
she
finding
met
these
that?
books and like listen to the audiobooks of these like weird books I want
Yeah.
listen
Look
what I've
up.
read when I was a kid.
Yeah. Find Don't Die, My Love, and then see the suggested like this. That will get you on a good run.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a DM from Skater Kiss and they said, "Hey, hope you guys are doing well. Was just curious. Now that you guys have seen Riley's gay journey to this point, do you think the show should have dove into him exploring a relationship with Peter, and what with Peter? Did they are they talking about Peter or the lifeguard?"
No, Peter, our Peter, Juan Peter.
Okay. Do you think the show should have dove into him exploring a relationship with Peter and commit to Peter being bi? Or do you think the show should have handled it well with the story that they gave?
Well, I know there's probably definitely some slash fiction out there about Peter and Riley. Like, I'm totally sure.
Most definitely.
I would have loved a Riley Peter, like. Yeah, sure. Like, why not? I
I
think
would.
that we haven't had a storyline of gay characters who like simultaneously realize that they're gay through their friendship and be like, wait, we have feelings for each other. We've only had like characters like,
It's one
I
way.
guess the closest is like Paige and Alex, I guess, but I feel like Paige and Alex was a little bit.
Well, it's different because it's two girls, so they're not gay. That's hot.
Yeah, Paige is still figuring out her sexuality. I'm just like, girl, you're bi. But like, what the fuck? Like, what are you confused about still? But yeah, I think I would have been kind of cool too. I know we're gonna be. I did watch ahead, which I kind of regret because now I'm like, I don't know what we've already talked about. And I'm like, wait, has it happened? But I know we are
Yeah.
approaching like the Zane storyline, which I'm looking
Yes.
forward to
Same.
in that romance.
Same,
But yeah,
same.
a Peter Riley, I wouldn't have mind seeing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Peter, I would not say Peter would not call himself bi. I think he'd be like, a blowjob's a blowjob. He's giving that energy.
Yeah, Peter's giving like Jax Taylor. I think you said that once, and he
Most
gets Jax Taylor.
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. A hole is a goal.
Our last DM is a good one, so I'm excited to read it. It's from Rommel. So Rommel said, listen to the last few episodes while on a road trip with my grandfather in the car, which I'm like,
Oh no. What did we say?
well, also,
I'm scared.
this is very poignant for Sadiq. So, while driving to and from Brooklyn and the Chesapeake Bay, so it's like it's basically
Oh.
you, yeah. It's been 3 days, and this 80-year-old man keeps saying, "In the arms of a angel." After listening to the explanation and the song, he could have done anything else to ha he could have had anything else to focus on, but here we are.
I
Also, I get why y'all take breaks. I dedicated years of my life to that show and get exhausted after watching one episode. I think that was a slight comment about us taking breaks from that posting every week.
that. Shade is like,
So,
yeah, I get it.
thanks. Thanks. Thanks for
I mean,
understanding.
honestly, to be honest, I think a lot of times we just like, especially because we both work, and I think that's what's gonna it's gonna change now that I'm not gonna be working soon. But I think we both work, and then shit just like, yo, dog, like, we can't record this week. Like, we got some shit going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, but thank you.
Yes. And then, so this is to my question that I had a few weeks ago. On urinal etiquette slash culture,
Okay.
which I'm like, oh yes, this is what I've been waiting for. As someone who grew up with Southern bro culture around me, it's very safe to say that urinals are where every dude is a little bit bi. Oh my God, this is
Okay.
I'm like
Tell
so
me
intrigued.
more.
Okay,
I know.
just a smidgen. Because they're actively thinking three thoughts. One, oh shit, I don't want them to look at my dick. Are they looking? Don't look, bro. Two, I'm just gonna pee, zip up, then go. Not gonna look, not even gonna think about looking. Looking isn't a thing. Three, damn, I really needed one pee before space. I really needed. I don't know that one. Damn, I really needed one P before. Am I missing something?
I don't
Maybe I'm
know.
maybe
I mean, like,
I'm
one, like, I needed, like, a penis. Like, I needed to, like, see one. Like,
Oh.
damn, like, I never realized how long I haven't seen a penis that wasn't mine. Like, I need to see another. I
Okay,
think I'm
got it,
reading, I think
got
I'm reading into it a lot. Like, damn,
I love it. I love
I ain't seen a dick in a long time. Let me look.
it. And then bonus points for the dudes who've involuntarily observed the amount of space between the other person and the urinal that they're using. Wow.
Oh yeah, that's something you have to, like, you can't, like, does he mean between each other or like from the standing from a urinal? Because you have to be like close enough that like you're gonna make it, but you don't be too close because you might get splashback.
Wow, that's a lot to pay attention to.
I'm so glad I have to think about that. I love just like going to the body and just like doing my thing and no one knows what I'm doing in there.
Literally, you know, women have to deal with a lot.
Right. The least we can do is have an easy go in using the bathroom. Like,
Yeah,
it's not uncomplicated.
penis holders can deal with this one thing, you
Yeah, like let me have my little quick a little moment and I leave.
know?
And then we get to have like a whole like gab sesh. in the bathroom, as soon as you leave friends.
Yes. Okay. And then there's one more point. Most of us are just trying to hurry up, zip up, and wash our hands. Thank God you're washing your hands in the average span of 95 seconds, but also occasionally do it in 120 seconds because we don't want to have to deal with explaining to women slash femmes that it doesn't take us as long as them because there's less maneuvering to do. Wow. A lot to pay attention to.
Okay.
I feel like I have more questions now.
I don't think I've ever been with a guy who went to the bathroom and I was like, that was too fast. I was like, well, I assume you were peeing. If anything, I'm suspicious if you're in there too long. You were taking a dump.
Yeah, and that's gross.
Yeah, girls don't poop. Not
Nuh-uh.
once. Never. Never in my life. Never in my life. But thank you y'all so much for sending us messages. Hit us up at EWS Pod. Be sure to rate and review the podcast and share it with your friends and your family. Share it with your 80-year-old granddad. Because granddad liked it. I was nervous when what he was gonna say when because he's like my
Same.
grandpa. I was like, what were we saying on that pod? I don't know what we said that week or those few weeks. Probably something very graphic and inappropriate, probably about fingering. So I feel like we bring up fingering almost every
A
episode.
lot, a lot.
Yeah. But granddad, he's been there. He knows he's listen. Granddad has slipped a digit in there before. Like he knows what's good. Like he's not new to this. He's true to this.
Listen,
Like
he
I even remember that our grandparents fucked more than us. Statistically, we're fucking more than us.
they were fucking naked at the what's that spot
Sock
called?
hop.
What?
Oh, the sock hop?
Oh, sock up. Yeah, why is it called sock up? I feel like that's something sexual.
I know, a sock cock. It's like, no. Like at like make out point, and they were like,
Yeah.
you know, and like they were playing Blue Moon on the radio.
Yeah.
Your grandma was getting fingered to Blue Moon.
Listen, we've all seen Grease. We know what happens.
Right. Like your grandparents were having sex in the back seat of a very large vehicle while listening to bum 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 Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman.
Also, like, question for everybody's grandparents. What was baby making music back then?
Put your head on my shoulder. Like one of those. Like one of those like little slow dance. Boom,
Yeah.
boom, 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 boom,
I
boom.
guess it's the dirty
Yeah.
dancing. The dirty dancing music was the baby
Yeah.
mu making music.
Yeah, they're having sex. Oh, they're having sex the colored records. That's what they're having
Most
sex with, the
definitely.
colored records. Like,
Most
oh.
definitely.
It's like, ooh, it's deviant because they're Negroes. They would play that and like listen, they were fucking a chubby checker. That's crazy.
I think that's my favorite quote of all time. They are fucking to chubby cheddar. That's crazy.
Chubby checker.
Checker. Damn it.
I'm gonna do needlepoint. I'm gonna say to you, they were fucking a chubby checker. That's crazy.
Fiction.
Gonna do that to you for your birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But anyway, are you ready to get into these episodes for this week?
Yes. And go ahead and start with the trigger warning.
Oh yeah, trigger warning to I guess child sexual abuse. I don't know why it's a question mark. It absolutely was. I think I said in a questioning way because when I was watching it, I was not. It's still for some reason. I don't know if it's because I'm stupid. Was not clear to me what Coach Carson's end game was.
Same.
I was like, what exactly is happening? But yes, absolutely, a trigger warning, child sexual abuse, and just like inappropriate adult things with children.
Yeah, and guns.
That was random.
So random.
Anyway, oh, synopsis, sorry. So we are in season 9, episodes 11 and 12, Heart Like Mine. In part one, Casey's life is on the fast track, but when he and Claire start to grow apart and his feelings for Jenna grow stronger, he turns to Coach Carson for emotional support. Marco returns to Degrassi as a student teacher, and Holly Jade uses her friendship with him to her advantage. This episode marks the final appearance of Adama Ruggiero as Marco Del Rossi. We are at the point where we have in the arms of the Shangel with our favorite character, one of our favorite characters, Marco. We're saying goodbye.
I think this is my saddest, my not my saddest, my like most feelings towards someone leaving
Yeah.
is Marco. So I think, yeah, favorite is a safe word to say here.
Yeah, Marco, we've seen Marco from the very beginning when he just liked to pop and lock it. Remember, like in the hallway, he was just like dancing. They're like, wow, Marco's a good dancer. He was like, blah, 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 to like, to
Yeah.
him realizing he was gay, coming out, falling in love, weirdly hooking up with Ellie that one time, which was weird. And now
Very
he's a teacher.
weird.
So,
Wow.
it's come a long way. I would
Yeah.
love to have Marco as my teacher. I think he'd be like the best teacher, honestly.
Oh my gosh. And he just like, I love how they just like threw this storyline in. Like, it's like he's a teacher now, but it's so fitting for his character as well.
Yeah, he'd be, shaping young minds. I feel like that is exactly who Marco would be. But in our cold open, everyone is cheering the boys' basketball team on. We've got like the typical slow motion, like, we've got a few seconds on the clock. Everyone's like, oh my God, are we gonna win? Casey has the ball and he shoots. And I cracked up at the CGI ball that went into the hoop. Did you peep that that was CGI?
Girl, yes,
It was really bad.
those blurry ass borders.
Was really bad.
Gosh. It's so
Really
bad.
bad CGI ball going into the hoop, but everyone cheers. He makes it. They're going to the provincial finals. Casey picks Jenna up and spins her around. And Claire's like, what about me? And he gives her a kiss on the cheek like a kid sister. And I was like, damn, your relationship is over.
Claire, you should have fucking known, okay? Casey is
This
not
is
even
when,
trying.
no, this is when you dump him before he gets a chance to dump you. Like, Claire, you need to dump him right now. Like, you need to get this upper hand.
And that's on Claire, girl. You
I
got
know.
fucking Darcy as an older sister. You should know better.
You should know better. You have Allie as a best friend.
Come on.
Allie was saying, girl, you better get, girl, dump his ass. And Claire's like, no, I'll pray on it.
You know, Allie has been like, she Allie's like, listen, for the sake of our friendship, I have to stop talking about Casey with you. I'm drawing that boundary.
Ooh. Yes. Since you have to, I've never had to do that with a friend, about a partner,
Same.
but I understand why people sometimes have to do that because sometimes that should be wild and it's like, girl, you're gonna do nothing about that shit. Don't talk to me about it. And I don't mean like if you're being abused, I mean like if he
Right.
on this kind of shit and you're talking about, I don't know what he's doing. It's like, girl,
Yeah.
wake up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wake the fuck up. She needs to wipe her glasses off. She needs to take these look dirty so she can see the light, girl. But anyway, in our first scene, we're at the dot and Marco shows up and he is going to be a student teacher and he's dressed like one. He's just like Declan, actually. He has like a sweater situation, like a little tie and like a collared shirt. Very student teacher. He's going to be
Yes.
shadowing Mr. Perino.
My
Was
first
it
love.
you? Was it you who messaged him, the actor who played Mr. Perino? Did you DM him?
I did not DM him. Oh my gosh, now I have some shame. No, we started following him. And then I think,
Yeah, but didn't he DM us and be like, who are you? Like, why are you following me?
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not crazy. This happened, right? I make this up.
Yes. Yes, because I remember, yeah, we started. I think this was before that he was still like we were still in Degrassi Junior High, and I was like,
Oh
oh,
yeah,
that little
because
he
he
was
was
the
on it
mechanic.
as the mechanic. Yeah, he was LD's LD's dad's friend or
Shout out.
whatever. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, why is he like kind of cute? And then I remember we started following him, and then yeah, he was like, hi, who are you? Like, because he's like an older person on social media, so he's like.
Right, and he's not
And he,
famous.
yeah, and like he, yeah, he's just a regular person being like, you're a stranger, why are you following me? Like, because yeah, we had to request it, so but now
Yeah.
we're friends. We haven't talked probably since then, but yeah, shout out.
Shout out to Dom. Of course, his name is Dom. Anyway, apparently Holly J and Marco are friends now. Sure. I guess Marco comes to the dot a lot and they're like buddies. It's like, oh my God, did you catch So You Believe You Can Boogie? And I'm like, that's funny. Do you remember So You Believe So You Think You Can Dance?
Of
Na na na
course.
na. Na na na
Okay.
na. With like Travis and his hair.
I miss that show so much because it's still on TV, but it's not the same. It is not, it changed when they fucking changed sets, when they got to that bigger, theater. Because they used to have the small set where, like, basically you were, the audience was sitting at the stage, like, feeling the music and feeling the dance. And then they moved up to like a bigger like theater where it's like a traditional like big stage, like, and then the seats are lower. And once they moved to that bigger stage, it wasn't as good.
I didn't even know the show was still on.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I
This is like season
refuse.
68. Like, what? It's been on for so long. I used to love that. I remember there was like an era of like dance shows. There was that, and then there was like, what was that one on MTV? It was like the dance cruise.
America's Best Dance Crew with the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, the Jabberwockies. Yeah, and it's just like a lot of like people doing like pop locking and like it was
I
an
blame
era of Stomp the
origin.
Yard.
I blame ori the original Save the Last Dance. It gave everyone a dream that they could go to the club and then get into Juilliard, whatever.
What's that? What, there's a creator on TikTok who like will just like recap old just, like movies and TV shows that he did. The I'm sure you've seen it because it went very
Yeah.
viral. It made its way to the black side of the internet. People loved it because he was talking about Save the Last Dance, and he was like, she comes back to the club blacker than ever. And
Then fucking.
I just randomly say that sometimes.
Well, she had fucking. Remember, Kerry Washington was like, "Ooh, rip your skirt. We're gonna tie this little headscarf, little ditty."
It was cute though. It was giving. I was like, yeah, and like the whole, and there's like a whole side story where like she's like,
A single
we're
mom.
like, well, no, yeah, Kerry Washington's bad for like pointing out the racial dynamics of this relationship and the fact that
Yes,
like
she's the
the brother
villain.
is like the one good black guy in like the neighborhood, and he goes to the white girl, and she's like, I don't get it. Nikki's just a hater.
Oh my
What a
God.
great movie.
I know. I'm gonna need a, like, you know how like Hallmark loves to
I
like
really thought that dance at the end was something. When I was a kid, I was like, wow, she can dance.
Wow, this really means something.
Yeah, live your dreams. Yeah, they're not as hard as they may seem. But what about Hallmark? Hallmark? Excuse me.
You know how Hallmark, I don't know if it's true or not, but I know they did like at least once with that those the Black People from High School Musical, where they'll put like two people that used to be in a movie together and they'll put them in a new Hallmark like rom-com where it's like these people are love interest again but in different contexts, but we're going to kind of break the fourth wall and kind of almost admit that they're self-aware. They need to do that with Stay the Last Dance.
Like, you think Julia Stiles needs to like be in another movie with what was the name of the
Couldn't tell you.
damn, what's his name? Sean Patrick, because he has a very white sounding name. It's like Sean Patrick something.
Yeah. So they need to be in
He's
a
like an
Hallmark
Irish
movie.
ass name, but he's black. Damn, what's his last name? But yeah, they do. They do. They're not doing anything. They need to do that. So shout out, sorry, Julia Stiles, but I mean, what are you doing? Anyway, but yeah, so they're having some like car wash benefit for the midget boys. What? They said, what is a midget boy? I was like, it's just for little people, but like, what the fuck? Why would you call them midgets? And then
I
it's not. It's for Casey and them. Like, it's the JV team,
that's what
and they
I was my
call it
assumption.
midget. I'm like, is that a thing?
It shouldn't be. If it is, it's
They say it
weird.
several times. Like,
Yeah, same.
yeah, midget boys basketball. I was like, what the fuck? Like. Yeah, anyway, but they're having a benefit car wash, which I always thought, like, I've always thought benefit car washes for teenage teens in high school was always so weird because it just was an excuse for like creepy old guys to show up with their busted cars with like teenage girls with bikinis. It's always like, I thought it was weird. Like, why am I
Very
washing this
weird.
person's car in a bathing suit? Like, what's going on? But it's noticeable here that Jenna is wearing a little bikini top and Claire has on a one piece. And I'm like, Claire, that's your problem. Claire. Claire, come on.
Listen.
I'm in no way trying to put the onus on Claire because her boyfriend is being a piece of shit, but also Claire. Claire. Claire.
Let's not play stupid, girl. We're smarter than that. You know. You should fucking know. And Allie fucking knew. She tried to tell Claire, remember? Allie tried to be like, this bitch crazy. You need to like, she's trying to infiltrate. Something's off. Claire didn't listen.
She's coming for your man, and you are sitting there just like, no, Jenna's nice. I'm like, girl, you better wake up. But Jenna and Casey are bonding over mudding because I guess Jenna, like her brother, went mudding, and now they're gonna like clean his nasty ass fucking truck. But he meets Casey and Claire. And he's like, oh my God, Casey, I've heard so much about you. She talks with you all the time. So it's like, oh, Jenna is super wrong.
Yes.
And Claire is only just she's like, huh? I'm like, Claire. Girl, but anyway, Coach Carson shows up in a cherry red convertible with some lady, and he's delivering the team jackets. And Casey's like, oh man, I couldn't afford a jacket, you know, the stock market crash. And I've noticed that in like a lot of episodes recently, they've been making mention to like the
Financial
recession, which
crisis,
I feel like,
yeah.
thank you. Yeah, I'm like, it's true. It was hitting everyone.
You'll see.
But yeah, I'm like, you'll see. But Casey couldn't afford a jacket, but then like he distracts it by having a water fight with him, Jenna, and Claire or whatever. The actor who plays Coach Carson, I don't know if this was an acting choice or if he's just a bad actor, but there is no life behind his eyes. It is like nothing. It's lifeless. And I think that's
Yeah.
also why through watching this episode, I was not really sure of his end game because I was like, is he trying to have a sexual relationship with Casey? Is he like, what is he trying to do? Because it just didn't
Right.
feel like, obviously, he's inappropriate and he's like
Right.
grooming him in some way, but I'm like, what exactly is he trying to do? And I think it's because he has no life behind his eyes.
Yeah, I felt the same. Okay, question. Have
It's
you
like a
watched
shark. Like a
The
shark,
Dead
just
Eyes?
nothing. Dead eyes.
Have you watched Baby Reindeer?
Absolutely, I have.
Okay, so
I stayed up until 2 a.m. one night watching that shit. I had to go to bed and I was like, I can't stop watching this. I have to see this through.
Literally. Okay, so you know the like creep in the male creep in that show?
Yeah,
I feel like now I'm giving more. I don't think the coach, the actor that plays the coach in Degrassi, is necessarily making a choice, but I think there is something said about like when playing a pedophile in TV. I think there's like something, maybe like a strategy of like playing it dead so that you're not seen as like good at it. But it is a good acting choice. Does that make sense? Like, it's a choice that's kind of left to your own imagination
Like the
to see if
actor is
it's
like
creepy.
kind of holding back, but in holding back, they actually kind of serves the
Yeah.
role because they
Yeah.
are maybe, yeah.
But I don't know if the actor playing the coach is doing that.
No, I don't think he's
So.
thinking about it that hard. I think he's just a bad actor, but no, I feel that. Oh, Baby Reindeer was so good. It was so wow. It was an incredible
Yes,
show. I
same.
think it's the first really impactful show I've seen about sexual assault since I Think I May Destroy You. They're very similar in tone,
Literally,
but it's
yes.
like, yeah, very uncomfortable. I hate though, the one thing I hate, and this is like the era we live in, is that like the internet sleuths that have gone to their like to find who's the real woman is. And I'm like, guys, like this is not. And they did. Apparently, she's going to be doing an interview with Piers Morgan.
She already fucking did, and she's,
It already happened.
yeah. I
What the
haven't watched it
fuck?
yet. Yeah.
How inappropriate. Like, I know Piers Morgan's a piece of shit,
Yeah.
but like the fact that there are people on his production team who are like, yes, let's do like people are just so obsessed with clicks and views. I'm like, do you what? Like, why are we platforming? Someone said that lady now found, she found herself another baby reindeer. You fierce warrior, you decided to blab her in this confused. She's your mark
Wow.
now. And I'm
Wow.
like, but I'm like, why would you want to platform this person or engage with them? Like, they are not well. Like, they are like, no. I refuse to watch that.
Well, I'll watch it. I'll let you know.
Okay, so Mr. Perino is giving Marco some pointers about working with these kids. He's like, all right, this is how you have to deal with them. Like, these kids are fucking sharks. You gotta get ahead of it. But Marco is like, you know, like the newfangled teaching methods, blah, 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 blah. Like he thinks he's got it good, right? So he does the typical like, hey, you guys can call me Marco because Mr. Del Rossi is my dad. And then someone calls him a midget. I'm like, there's a lot of midget jokes in this episode.
Yeah.
And then Marco's like, all right, buddy. Like he's being like a cool teacher. I don't know. I feel like Marco's prep for this teaching job was just like watching like Freedom Riders. And like a bunch of like he watched like Mona Lisa Smile. He watched
Yes.
the Dead Poets Society. Like watched all those movies. He's like, I'm ready to be a teacher.
Yes. Exactly. And his all his all his
But
rep
he didn't watch Stand and Deliver though, because he's like, that one is too, that's too harsh. He doesn't like that method. He wants cool, be cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think also he mostly just paid attention to like what is my outfit gonna be? And honestly, he served, so it's a perfect teacher
Yeah.
fit.
Like, how do I, he did. He's like, how do I communicate like a level of authority, but then also, you know, putting some boundaries up and like being like, I'm cool, but I'm also like cool.
Also,
But anyway, Claire and Casey.
you know who he
No, go
dressed
for it.
like?
Who?
Mr. O.
Oh, I saw Oleander. That's exactly how he dressed. And look how that ended.
Listen, but that being said, Mr. O did look good when he was a
He
student teacher.
did. He did. And at least Marco has sense. He's like, I'm not gonna. He's like, I see, I was there for that, so I'm not gonna make that mistake.
Also, you do you watch Survivor or no?
I don't, but I should.
Okay, so there's a famous like Survivor player called Ozzy, who is so hot. Like and he I just realized that he kind of looks like Mr. O. Like the actor that
Is
plays
this the
Mr.
season of a Survivor? I saw a clip of this woman like freaking out because she didn't get to go to Applebee's. Did that happen on this? Is that
That's
like
the current
old? Is that
season.
new? Okay. Yeah, I watched that and almost crying. And I was like, what? And then
Oh
they had
my
a commercial for
God.
Applebee's right after. I was like,
Shout out
what is happening?
mainstream. Okay. Yeah, that's the current season, which is it's a whole thing. It's a new era Survivor. But Ozzy is from like an OG, like early Survivor, really good. And he is so hot. So hot. And he's like he like knows how to do all the things in the jungle. Like he knows how to fish and like he's like super like oh yeah, look up Ozzy from Survivor. Like
Maybe
he's fucking
I need to watch
hot.
it because I watched the Traitors and there are a lot of people from Survivor on it, and I was
Oh,
like,
so you don't know anyone that was from Survivor on there?
no, because
Like
I'm not, I don't really watch. Ooh, he is
oh
cute. I don't
yeah.
watch those kinds of reality shows. Like the competition reality shows I typically watch are like cooking shows. Like I don't really watch like Survivors. I don't watch like Big Brother. I don't watch that stuff.
Okay.
But after watching Traitors, I'm kind of like, should I watch Survivor? Because, and I actually, you know, I had a boss who was on Survivor. I told you this. I
Who?
worked for someone. She was on the season when it was racist and they split them up by race. She was on that season, Becky Lee. She was on like the Asian team of that season when they like split up.
Becky
Yeah.
was your
She got pretty
boss?
far. My boss was Becky was my boss. I was an intern for Becky Lee. Yeah, I could have
Oh my
told you. Yeah,
God.
no, she was an intern for Becky
No.
back in college. She's like a lawyer and she's very intense, but like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Survivor
And
worlds apart.
there's like, I watched that one video where she's like trying to light the fire, but she can't get it lit.
Oh my God.
But she's really
Oh
smart.
my. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
But I've never watched the show. And I was like, and
okay.
for years, I'm like, I should watch that, but I just never watched it.
Okay.
I've
It, when
actually
it,
now had two bosses that have been on reality TV. I've had her, and then I was an intern for another boss who was on an episode of House Hunters. I watched her episode of House Hunters.
House Hunters. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, I feel like listen, I feel like at some point when I was in high school, I was like, oh my gosh, Last Night in Survivor. And I think you guys were like, shut up, Lord. We don't care. I
Yeah, we didn't
just.
watch that. I wasn't watching that, but I'm gonna start watching Survivor.
Okay. Let
It's
me know whenever you're ready and I'll get you a good season to start on. And it's going to
okay.
involve Parvati and Sandra because they're
Okay, good, 'cause I want to see
iconic.
Sandra. I like Sandra.
Oh, you're
She
gonna
was
fuck it.
cool.
Oh, Sandra. I mean, she was not even. I mean, she has some problematic, like, she's not problematic, but whatever. On TV, she's great, and on Survivor, she's great. Parvati, iconic, chef's kiss, like the best, the best. And Saree, the winner of season one, iconic, iconic.
Listener, you can't see, but I'm making a Parvati voice, like face. Like,
Yes.
yeah, no, I like Sandra on Traitors. As soon as I saw her, I was like, this lady has killed. And then someone was like, she was on in the military, and I was like, I
Correct.
knew it. I'm like, she's killed. I feel like this woman's killed somebody. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like she's killed. But she seems really
Okay.
nice, but I think she also has killed somebody.
Okay, this is my last point. You know, you probably know Johnny Fairplay. He's the guy that lied about his grandma being dead on Survivor.
Yeah, I do know that guy. I think I've seen that clip of him lying about someone dying, and everyone was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah.
Sandra is the one and only person to ever curse him out on national television. She like goes off on him. Yeah, they get into like
Okay,
a
I get it.
screaming cursing match and it's oh,
Okay,
it's
so are you
so
telling me I
good.
should start, if I watch
Well,
Survivor, I should start with Sandra and Parvati's season?
no. So they were on separate seasons, but then one of the best seasons of Survivor, it's undisputed, is Heroes versus Villains, which is like an all-star season. And so Parvati was on a different season than Sandra and Saree, but they're all on. It's either Heroes versus Villains. Another great season. That's an all-star one. Is Fans versus Favorites, which I think is probably the best Parvati season.
Okay.
Yeah.
After we get off, please send me like a list of, like, I want to start watching it because I'm like, ooh, okay. Okay,
Yeah.
okay, okay. No, I just love that I dropped that about Becky Lee. I really thought you knew this. I feel like I tell people this. I'm like, oh yeah, my boss, he was on Survivor.
Yeah, and that Worlds Apart was the fucking yeah,
Yeah, that
the
was,
race one was
yeah, the
weird.
racist one. So I always like, she's a little
Surprise,
racist at foot.
surprise.
Yeah. I think she used some of the money she got from it. I think she got pretty far.
Yeah.
I think she used some of the money from it to actually start the nonprofit that I worked for.
Look at
It's like
that
a domestic
connections.
violence nonprofit. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Like, she did it for like a good cause. I don't know where she is now anyway. But anyway, okay, Claire and Casey are flirting a bit, but then Jenna like pops up, of course, and like bursts in. So like they start like Casey's like play fighting with Jenna. He picks her up. But then Claire's like, so Casey's just like, okay, like you're flirting with her. But Casey's like, we're just having fun. Maybe you should try it. So then he like sprays her with the hose and she freaks out. But I'm like, you guys are just having a water fight though. So I don't know why she like, that was the line for her. I was like, I don't know. It was weird. But he
Yeah.
definitely is like gaslighting her a little bit to be like, what are you talking about? And it's like, bro, like,
Girl.
come on, like, stop. So then like Casey's trying to help Jenna find her contacts. And I'm like, ew, are you gonna put that back in your eye? Like, you guys are
Thank
in the
you.
parking lot. Like, if I lose my contact outside, it's gone. Like, if I lose it in my house, but even where's it fall? Is it on my shirt or did it fall on the floor? Because I have a dog and I'm not putting that
Yeah.
back in my eye, even if I use the saline solution.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there any optometrists that are listening to the pod? Weigh in.
I think that's safe to say. Like, that's a safe bet. If it falls out, just let it go.
I think the only place I would put it back in is like in my bathroom that I know is clean. And it's like I
Yeah.
feel safe doing that or on my person. I'm not like, yeah. Jenna's from Alberta though, so it's different over there. So I don't even know what I'm saying. But like Claire's like, Jenna, your butt crack is showing, and that's like, I guess, to embarrass her. And I was like, okay.
Claire, we need some work,
The other,
girl.
yeah, the other day I was at Walgreens and I saw this man's butt crack and it was so ashy. And I was like, I
Oh.
don't know how people's butt cracks just be out. You don't feel that?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Not me, but like it happens enough that m people must not feel it or not care.
Yeah, this man had his whole ass out and I was just like, this is so gross. Like, your ass is so ashy. Anyway. So I was like, I hope you picked some moisturizer, like some like Eucerin while you were like at shopping at Walgreens. Ew. Anyway. Some people don't lotion their butts. I grew up with a mom who like taught me like from a very young age, like lotion my entire body. Like I do everything. So like some people I guess don't because like, oh, like you can't see it, so they just don't look. I'm like, I lotion my butt. Like I lotion everything.
Listen, gotta do
Never
what you
gonna
gotta
catch me
do.
with an ashy butt crack. Anyway, so Holly J shows up. She's like, oh my God, you've rocked the class bod. And I'm like, okay, Holly J, like once again, the writer's showing their age. Like Holly J's not making a rock the Casbah joke. Like what?
Exactly.
But she's like, man, Marco, I'm so busy because I'm class president. And also like there's this like banquet. Can I get an extension on this essay? And Marco's like, I don't know about that. But she's like, come on, you're cool. And he's like, okay. And then Holly J walks out and she's like, we got the extension today. Marco's like, wait.
Honestly, Marco, former friend of Paige Michaelchuk, should know better.
Right, Holly J is so Paige. Like, how do you not like that's your that? But you know, we don't know if him and Paige are him and Paige cool again now.
They never mention it.
They never really mentioned it. Remember, they left off and like it was like kind of like I don't know. But yeah, you should know. You know your girl Paige. She's charming and is good at getting an extension. Probably, I feel like Paige got a lot of extensions and at Degrassi. But anyway, Casey's like down in like the basement. I don't know where the fuck he is. He's like cleaning. He's doing something. I don't know the fuck. And Coach is down there with him. I'm like, what room? Where are we? The boiler? Like, where the fuck are we? But he's down there and Casey's like, I'm bad. Like, he's doing his whole like, I'm the bad kid thing. And like, I'm sorry. The actor who plays Casey has such a little baby face. So him just being like that fuck ass Bob, it's so hard for me. He's like, my dad's in jail. My daddy's in jail. My mommy's on track and I'm a bad kid. I'm like, okay, Casey. Like, all right. Sure. Like, oh, Google Gaga, I'm bad boy. So he's like, yeah, drugs are bad. So am I. And he's like, my girlfriend's always mad at me because I look at other girls. And Coach is like, hey, like looking at other girls is normal. And this is when I also was like, what's this guy's angle? Like, he's clearly grooming him, but I can't place to what end. Cause, like, but obviously he's, trying to build confidence in Casey. Like, yeah, I'm like, you know, your friend, you can come to me about girl problems. Like, I get it. Like, it's okay to look at girls. I look at girls too, especially underage ones. You know, he's like fucking creep, right? Yeah. So, I think you're muted.
Sorry. The way that his flavor of creep reminds me of Diddy. The stuff that's coming out about Diddy and like where it's like there's a lot of different levels of grooming and abuse among different sexuality and genders, and it's happening on all different levels. That's what this is giving me.
Yeah. It's also giving me a bit of Drake, which I mean, Drake is getting whacked over and over again. I mean, we don't have any like definitive proof that Drake has like done anything to anybody, but there was the whole thing with Millie Bobby Brown, also Billie Eilish. This is like tendency, like, why do you have to be the mentor to these people and teach them about what being famous is about? Like, why you, Drake? Like, I get it. Like, I would, you know, I understand, like, okay, if I were a famous teenager, you know, if there was another adult who's like had been famous too, being like, hey, like, I know what this is like. But why do you, Drake, as a grown man, why do you have to be the one to teach these teen girls what it's like to be famous?
Great
Why can't
question.
Taylor Swift take why can't Taylor Swift take Millie Bobby Brown or Billie Eilish under her wing? What's up about that? She got famous young too. Why is it you? Why is it not another one? Would you say a woman can't also be abusive? But like, I would definitely, I mean, let's be honest here. It'd be very different knowing, like, oh, if Millie Bobby Brown had come out, because she's an actress, I'll choose an actress. was an actress, and she's like, oh, who's an actor? Who's a someone's a child actor who's still like acting and has a good public standing.
Drew
Anne
Barrymore, but
Hathaway.
she, oh, Anne Hathaway,
Anne
yeah.
Hathaway. Anne Hathaway got famous pretty young. If Millie Bobby Brown came out and was like, oh yeah, Anne Hathaway, like she's really taking me under her wing. She's like kind of like a big sister to me. I wouldn't bat an eye to that. I'd be like, could Anne Hathaway absolutely be like a horrible person, like an abuser? Probably. Yeah, she's, I don't know this woman. But my instinct is kind of like, I could see that. Like kind of like an older, established actress. She like understands like what this is about, whatever. But then like, what do you as a man have to be the one for her? It's just so weird. And it happened twice that we know of. And I'm like, why gotta be the one to do it, huh?
Exactly.
What's that about?
And
Anyway, yeah. So just creepiness of taking advantage of a young person and trying to be like, I'm gonna put you under my wing, take you under my wing and be weird. But anyway, so Casey goes to Claire's house. And he's like, I don't understand what happened at the car wash. And she's like, clearly Jenna is trying to edge me out and you're letting her do it. And like, you like her. Like, she's like, Claire's not an idiot. At this point, she's like, she took her glasses. She's got the little wipes. She got those good wipes, the spray, and she hooked them up. She and she put it back on. And she was like, ah, now I see. And she's telling him, and he's like, what? You're being crazy. I'm like, no, she's not. But then he dumps her. It's confirmed
oh,
everything.
dear.
He's like, yeah, we just make each other mad. And like, Coach said it's normal for me to look at other girls. And I'm like, what Coach got to do with this, my dude? And it's got nothing to do with looking at people. You actively like all touching on her and picking her up and poor Claire.
Poor Claire, but also like. Claire's, I've recently, not recently, but I have been watching the original Summer House. Have you ever watched the original Summer House on Bravo?
I have not, no.
I
I think
don't bother.
I saw the first episode when they snuck it into Vanderpump Rules and I was confused. I was like, what am I watching?
Yeah, it's
That backdoor pilot.
yeah. But there's what's her face? There's a girl in there that's a very pitiful, like just leave him already. And that's what Claire is giving on this episode. It's like, girl, he is obviously like trying to ditch you. Make the move first before he dumps your ass, you know?
Yeah. But I
Like
guess in many ways he did her a favor. 'Cause like, girl, I'm sorry he got to dump you first. It's not great being dumped, but at least like, go be free. Go sow your oats elsewhere. Yeah. So Marco is trying way too hard to relate to his class. And Fitz is like, oh, so I have a question. Can I get an extension? Because I heard that Holly J and Declan got an extension. What's good? And everyone's like, oh, word. Like, we got an extension. Like, yes. Like, we about to turn up at the banquet. Like, I'm gonna turn my shit in later. And Dom is there, Mr. Perino, and he's like, I'll give you a bad evaluation if you don't fix this. Because I'm not trying to be up all weekend grading shit because you decided to give people extensions. So Marco has put his foot down. He's like, no, the S's are due today before the banquet. Like, get to work. So Casey is ready for the banquet and apparently Coach swung by the group home and left the jacket for him and he bought it for him, which like is like, on the surface it's totally innocent, but also not knowing what we know, not the guy, I
Exactly.
guess the social worker who runs it, he has a moment where he kind of like looks kind of like
Yeah.
but like not enough because after this shit, Coach is all calling him like, oh yeah, I'll drive him off tomorrow morning, and the group home guy is just like, okay. The fuck?
They kept on pointing out where it's they are like, make sure you call the group home. I'm gonna call the group home. I'm gonna make sure that the group home is okay with this. And I was like, is this the storyline? Are they gonna like point out that somehow the group home is. They never got to it. And so I was kind of shocked that
I
they
think it's
pointed
just
out.
like, right. I guess, I mean, he has the group home number, but it's just like, I don't think that it would be that easy. Like, I'm pretty
No.
sure that If so, I feel like if the group home sucks, that he's like, why is Casey staying with this grown man? Like, it's not like, oh, I'm sleeping over at a friend's house. Can I have a sleepover? It's like, why is he sleeping over with his coach? That is bizarre. That guy needs to
Right.
get fired from the group home immediately. So Marco's taking a bunch of shots of espresso. Okay, Sabrina Carpenter. And Holly J tells Marco that she didn't do the essay and will turn in tomorrow. And she's just like, and Spinner's like, damn, that was cold. Like, she just like told you what she gonna do. I'll see you later. Bye. And she walks out. So they're at like a Hyatt Regency or something, and they're partying. And
Okay,
she can,
question.
yeah.
I am pretty confident that this is the same hotel that was at the hotel the first episode of Next Gen that
Where Emma almost
Emma
got.
met Jordan, because it looks like the same room. And then I noticed it and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's the same.
They just reused that set. Creepy hotel room. And they're like,
Yeah.
this is where all the Degrassi kids get molested. This
Yeah.
is this hotel room. Like, that's fucking weird, Degrassi. They're all partying at the banquet, and Coach tells Casey, like, yeah, you earned that jacket, like you deserve it, like don't worry about it. Casey tells Coach, like, yeah, I broke up with Claire. But Coach is like, yo, get what you want. Like, you said a little blonde girl, like, hit her. I'm like, ew, like, why are you so involved in this boy's like love life? It's so gross.
So
But he's
weird.
given his little speech, and he gives out some award to Casey, and he wins, and like he kisses Jenna, and like everyone, and there's like a bunch of like montage, everyone's partying. And I'm like, Jenna is fucking shady.
So
For
shady.
real. Really shady. So like, and like this, like they're like getting food or whatever, and Allie pops up and she's like, what the fuck was this? Is this like, I'm gonna tell Claire what this is, what's going on? Like, this is fucked up. And they're like, Allie, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, no, nothing unique happened. This is literally what happened. Jenna shows up and told us when she showed up, I like to steal boyfriends, and then proceeded to steal, try to get this girl's boyfriend. And she did it. She did it again. Yeah, but Coach pulls Casey aside and he's like, hey, like, you and your girl want some privacy. Like, I have a room here, like you can go up. And I'm like, ew. So many of my notes are just Coach does this. Ew. Coach does this thing. Ew.
I will say one thing that I liked about this two-parter is that the way that they decided to like write it out and maybe also acting choices was that there's a lot of like everyone kind of surrounding the situation is observing this is very uncomfortable, creepy behavior. Jenna clocks it, we're clocking it, watching. But Casey, it takes Casey a while to pick up on, like he's craving this attention and never like, because sometimes when these episodes are happening, the character that's like this is happening to is kind of like hesitant, but then eventually kind of like brushes it aside and just like accepts the nice things happening to them. For Casey, he just accepts them because they're nice things, and he doesn't have that initial hesitation, which I thought was a nice choice in kind of
Because
portraying this.
he doesn't have, he's never had that. I mean, we know his parents are,
Right.
one's on drugs, one's in jail. Like, he's never had an adult be nice to him and show interest in him. So it's just,
Right. And your abusers like this seek out vulnerable people that are wanting this, that don't have this type of attention, that even if it comes in this unnatural, unnerving way, they're gonna take it because they have nothing. And so I liked that like it's like Casey is a vulnerable person that's not picking up on these things. So I was like, okay, Degrassi, because this was like this episode of, as well as like a, it's a different, they haven't done a creep abusive situation like this. They done something different, because I was thinking of, remember that creep from junior high that was like touching Lucy's shoulder in a weird way
Yeah, the teacher.
that I thought looked like Ted Bundy,
Yeah.
and with the Bill Cosby sweater. I'm like, oh, like They've done a lot of different kind of like creep episodes, but they've kind of been overtly like, this is the creep, stay away, you know, but this is like a different, I like how they're portraying it in a different way, that's like they're really paying attention to the grooming of it all, and that it's like
Yeah.
this, you know, inch by inch, time over time, you know, I like that they were kind of demonstrating that. So
I agree. I do like
yeah.
that and kind of showing how like that process is just like slowly kind of like erasing boundaries very slowly so that
Yes.
it's normalizing the behavior. Have you seen the thing about the teacher who had his students like taking out his braids for him on TikTok? Exactly. That's the exact reaction you should have because it's fucking weird. So like it's a video of him.
Oh,
It's towards the end
God.
of the day. And I think I don't know, were they like middle school age, like young girls? It's like five girls, and he's sitting there, he has plaits in his hair, and these little girls, he has them taking his braids out. And so a lot of people have been like, what the fuck? A lot of people are, oh, you guys are making it creepy. And it's like the problem, what people are not getting, the ones who are like, you're making it creepy, is like, okay, on the surface, is anything that's happening inherently bad? No, like he's not touching, it's not that, but the point that people are trying to make is like it's a boundaries problem because
Exactly.
I'm looking at this as an adult and I'm saying that's weird. I
Yes.
can't tell you, it's not because I'm like, oh, I know he's doing anything or that this means this. It's just like it's weird. Why are you having your students take part in like care of you? That's what it is. It's like I would feel the same way if it was like, come like brush my hair or something, like, and it was like a woman. It's like it's just weird. Like, why are she brushing your hair? Like, that's
Yeah.
not, is, you know, is a kid brushing an adult's hair inherently creepy? No. I've brushed my mom's hair when I was a little kid. I've done that before. But the context of you're the teacher and in class, you're having them do that. That is weird. That's like it's an issue. So yeah, just like yeah, there's been a lot of like weird teachers on TikTok being like fucking weird, and I think I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's one of
It's
those,
creepy.
it's creepy. And I think also like I was having this conversation with someone the other day of like, as a teacher, because of the context of you being a teacher and people assuming that you are possibly a creep, you should be overtly trying not to appear as a creep. And like people that don't have that mindset, it's like, well, I'm not, it's like, you know, get your mind out of the gutter. It's like, everyone's mind is in the gutter. You should always be assuming that and acting accordingly.
Right. Like, I mean, I've heard like male teachers who kind of go above and beyond to make sure that with like female students in
Hello.
particular, that like there's never like if I have to deal with a student, I bring another teacher, a female teacher. So it's very clear that there's another person here. Like, it's, you
Exactly.
know, just because at the end of the day, and I'm not saying this in the sense of like, oh, because the little girls lie, you gotta, no, but it's like you
No.
don't wanna create an environment where anything can be misinterpreted because you're also dealing with a
Exactly.
child. And it's just like, it's best just to be mindful of
And
boundaries because they're kids. They're kids.
also, what fucking
Yeah.
happens sometimes is kids that don't have, I mean, it could happen with any teacher of any gender, right? Kids that are seeking out a parental kind of presence in their life may attach themselves in.
Yeah.
You just gotta be careful. The people that aren't careful like that, I'm like, you're fucking weird. You're fucking weird. And the fact that you aren't hyper vigilant makes me like, we are different types of people. And also, like, I'm sorry that I don't live in La La Land, that I could just see the good in everyone. Okay. I was raised by my mother, and there's no good in anyone. Stranger danger to everyone, even if we've known them for 10 years. Okay. Anyone can be a creep at any time, okay? And maybe that's something I need to talk about with my therapist, but that's the words I live by, okay?
I'm not gonna tell you what you should or should not talk to your therapist about, but if you feel like you should, then maybe you should. But no, but I get what you're saying though. It's like even beyond that, I mean, I personally don't necessarily feel that. What I do feel though is just like you are dealing with vulnerable people that you need to be very clear about those boundaries because,
Hello.
like you said, kids who might not have that, you know, might act out, might like, you know, they might misinterpret what you're doing as meaning something else. And even if it's not even like about some sort of sexual abuse, it's also just like growing too attached to a teacher and to and whether or not they're kind
Whoa.
of transferring a parental role on their parent, on their teacher. It's like, this is your teacher though, it's not your parent. And you know, I feel bad for those kids because obviously they're probably in situations where they just don't have that, but that can be really hurtful for them too, emotionally. You know, that teacher has to transfer, or when you have to move on from the school, what do? You know, there's just a lot of things that you got to be careful with these kids. These are vulnerable people. You got to be careful with them. So yeah, that guy's weird. I'm like, fucking, he needs to like, he needs to have some sort of disciplinary action. I'm sorry. Like, I don't think that this, like, that's inappropriate. And you're filming it and posting on the internet. These people's kids. That's the other layer. I'm like, why can I see? Why is that baby's face not blurred? Why can I see the little girl's face? I don't know who that, like, why is she on the internet?
Yeah, it's
Like,
weird.
what the fuck? Anyway. But so they go into the room, and Casey and Jenna are amazed by it. And that room sucks. It looks like any other generic ass like Holiday Inn. And they're like, wow, it's got a jacuzzi. I'm like, that's never been cleaned. Come on, guys.
Yeah, don't.
That hotel was so shitty. But like they're like start making out and stuff on the bed, and then Cole just walks in and he's like, oh, I gotta get my wallet, don't worry, y'all keep going, like I'm not gonna interrupt. And Jenna obviously is immediately like uncomfortable, like this is weird. And she's like, I'm gonna go. And Coach's like, oh, that's fine. Casey, while you're here, let's talk about some new plays. Let Jenna leave. So Jenna like is hesitant. She's like, this is weird. Like, she knows, like, this is fucking weird.
She's clocking it.
And Coach calls the group home. He's like, oh yeah, can we extend that curfew? And I guess homie's like, yeah, sure. Whatever you want, Coach. Like,
So weird.
what is happening? So back at the party down at the banquet, it was definitely drinking alcohol. I think he was drinking wine.
Unclear. They're
Which,
like
like,
at
okay,
a,
he's.
yeah,
Sorry,
they're
go
at
ahead.
a They're at a bar, like at the reception at the banquet, but it's unclear if they're like drinking alcoholic drinks or if they're like at a bar getting like a Sherry Shirley Temple.
Yeah, I'm curious to know, like, in, 'cause like, obviously, the drinking age in Canada is 18. So, like, he probably is 18 and could drink. But I'm wondering, like, at school functions, like, listeners, if you were live in a country or grew up in a country where like the drinking age is younger, like it's like 18, were you guys allowed to drink? Like, but not everybody's of age. Like, was there ever alcohol? Like, could you drink? I remember watching an episode of The In-Betweeners, and they have a prom and they get drink tickets, and they got like, you got each have like what, two beers? And I'm like, what? I was like, everyone here can have two beers.
Love how for both of us, we're like the in-betweeners is our education.
Yeah,
The cultures.
that's how I
I was
understand
thinking the same.
British comprehensive schools is what they call it. Comprehensive. Yeah. With a little tie, a little short tie.
Well,
Hello, Benjamin.
I understand other cultures. I understand the rest of the world because I watched Inbetweeners and I watched Degrassi. That's enough.
Yeah, I got Canada and the UK covered. Like,
That's everything.
gonna start watching Heartbreak High so I can understand Australia. Boom.
Hey.
Boom, boom, boom. All you need. I'm gonna probably start watching Drag Race France so I can understand the French. That's all I need.
Why was I like my first thought was like, why does that not seem interesting? But I'm sure
Drag
it
Race
is.
France? Oh, I mean, I
I
don't
don't
know.
know why, but out of all like the drag race names, I'm like, Drag Race France?
Not interested.
Hide of fashion, hide of, so many cool things, but I'm like,
I mean, listen, I've never seen French drag outside of what's her name? Nikki was the one is actually the host, but she was on a season of Drag Race, but she like went home like the first episode. Now she's the host of Drag Race France. So maybe that's an indicator of the level of
Just
Lisa.
saying.
Nikki was a good drag queen though. She actually was good. I think she unjustly went home. Anyway, Marco reams Holly J out for not doing the paper. Apparently Declan did. He turned his shit in. So he's like, you got till midnight, bitch. You better 2 hours, better work on it. Figure it out.
But he gives off like I pay someone to do my homework. So I don't know if he did it, but it got turned in.
No, Connor wrote that paper. Like, me and
Most
Connor have an
definitely.
arrangement.
Connor's making bank.
I know Connor's so rich. Like, I honestly, like, I met somebody who used to do that, like, in high school. She's like, yeah, I used to write papers for people all the time. And like, in college, she'd write papers and she just made money. And she sold
Love
weed. I
that.
was like, good for you. Very
Ooh,
enterprising in a way.
entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a little entrepreneur. So Coach and Casey are reviewing this tape in his room, and he like takes off his shirt randomly. He's like changing, and it's like, please
Yeah,
shut up.
he's also what fucking Diddy would do. He would like be in meetings and like either be naked, have his dick out, or be having asking someone to like give him a blowjob while the meet like
Yeah.
that kind of like I'm testing, I'm pushing the boundary of doing this inappropriate thing in a normal setting to see what I can get over on you. Ugh.
So fucking creepy. Takes off his shirt, but he's like, yeah, like, I stay here. I'm gonna, after the season's over, I'm gonna move on to the next one. I always gotta stay mobile. And I'm like, is he a basketball mercenary? Like, does he like not like work for a school? He just like goes to different schools coaching. Like, is that a thing?
It was giving
I was like high.
homeless to me.
Right. But I'm like, I always thought like high school like coaches were usually like affiliated with a school in some way. Like, they're always like a teacher, or like if they're a coach, they're just a coach. But like, it's weird that like, oh, like I just do this for a season and I leave and like go someplace else and I come back maybe. Like, I don't know.
I blame Degrassi on this one. It's supposedly a great, a high level school. There's a lot of shit going down at this place. And this coach just popped up to coach JV basketball, midget basketball, as they say. And he doesn't have a place to stay, but somehow he has this. And I got some
A
questions. Is
nice
he a.
car. It's very suspicious.
It's giving like the Tinder swindler. Where he's actually broke, but he's presenting as rich.
Yeah, it's very Tinder swindler. But he's like, oh, let's like crack open a cold one. He like gives Casey a beer, right? So Casey's like, cool, like a beer. So Perino is telling Marco that, I try to be the cool teacher too. Like, the first day I showed up with a guitar, had them sit on the
Oh.
circle on the floor. It was algebra class. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I would try to be cool. But at the end of the day, you need to be what these kids need, and they have plenty of friends. They need a teacher, and that's what you gotta do. And I'm like, that's really fucking good advice. A nice little
Very.
juxtaposition of like, Perino's a good teacher. Coach is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And Holly J submitted her essay in time, and then Marco's like, now he's teacher now, because now he's like, hey kids, stop dancing so close, like leave space for Jesus. And he's like, I'm an adult now. I've grown up.
Yeah.
So in our last scene of this part, Coach is getting schwasty. He's drinking, and he's like, oh shit, I'm sorry, the beers went down too easy, I can't drive you home, but you can crash my pullout. And I can just call up the group home, tell you to sleep. And
God
apparently that
damn.
happens. And he's like, yeah, I got you. I'll call him. Casey's like, oh, okay. And Coach is like, oh man, I'm sorry that like I interrupted you and your girl. Like, I know it sucks getting riled up, having to stop, but like, it's cool. I got the remedy. And he puts on porn. He's like, I know you like blondes. And then it ends. I was like, what the?
It's so much happening.
So
It's
much has
so
happened to
much.
young Casey in one night. I'm just like, oh my God, this is so fucked up. And of course, he's like, Casey's face is like, oh,
Yeah,
he's like, oh.
this is his first like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the moment when he's like, yeah, this isn't appropriate. He's
Yeah.
we're drinking alcohol. Well, he didn't think drinking alcohol was weird. It was the porn, but fair. That I think the porn is a
Fair.
good point to be like, this is weird. Why am I watching porn with a grown man?
And my basketball coach at
My
that.
basketball coach in a hotel room late at
With a beer
night
in my hand.
with a beer. And I'm sleeping here today.
Yeah, something's awry for sure.
We have our part two of Heart Like Mine. Let me just pull up the synopsis. Sorry. Okay. In part two, KC begins to question his relationship with Coach Carson after he demonstrates questionable behavior as a teacher. I think I would say it's a little bit of an
As a
understatement.
person.
Questionable behavior as like a human being.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, Fiona auditions for the school's musical and Declan gives her a part, regardless of the fact that she had a bad performance. I mean, that's just rich people being rich. He was like, listen, that
It's
doesn't go.
giving
Raise your
that
own.
girl from Laguna Beach who went to New York to audition. She sang this song, A Walk to Remember.
Wait, what?
Okay. Okay, did you watch Laguna Beach?
No, I didn't.
Ah,
Not
yes. Okay,
really.
so we're like, there's always moments where I'm like, wait, I can't remember, and it's because I watched something and then I realized my friend group did not, so I had to stop talking about it with you guys.
I mean, Laguna Beach was very popular. I just didn't see it. Like,
I
but
know.
yes.
I
Like,
think I was the only
you're
one.
actually you're the normal one. I'm the weird one for being like, I haven't seen that show. Like, yeah.
I was kind of the basic person in our friend group. It's fine. I
Oh,
liked my
stop. No,
basic.
you weren't. No, you weren't.
I was the basic teen in our group. I watched Laguna Beach. I was obsessed with it, wanted to be it, was very into Twilight. I was doing a lot of the teen girl things that were a bit basic for our friend group.
That's
That's
okay.
fine.
That's okay.
But Laguna Beach. Season one, there is a supporting character. They're known as the Christian girls. They're not going to Cabo with the rest of the heathen, sexualized blonde girls. They're going to New York. And one of them is a church preacher's daughter who sings. And so she gets an audition. I put that in air quotes because she gets the audition because it's just, and they're on an MTV show filming in New York. But this is among the same era
Right.
of
Yeah.
like that Legally Blonde, like where it's like MTV has connections with Broadway, you
Oh
know?
yeah, they did that Legally Blonde, like the Search for Elle Woods.
Yes.
Oh,
So she, this girl, I forget her name, but she gets an audition. I want to say like for Wicked, or it's like one of the big name shows. She gets like an audition, so she decides to sing Only Hope from A Walk to Remember, a Mandy Moore belter. But it's not a Broadway audition song. And she sings it, but she like does
no,
it
why would you
sing.
sing a
Oh.
pop song? You sing a Broadway standard. You drink sing from something from a musical.
Cause she doesn't fucking know, but she also doesn't sing it well. And she's like, you've probably seen the meme where it's like, on the top of my lungs. Oh God, it's like a meme now. And she was like a senior in high school back in like 2004, and it's still a meme.
That's so embarrassing. I mean, you mentioned Legally Blonde. I can't help but mention the corny take your break meme that I
I mean, it's
It's a
yeah.
kid from Me Too. Hell.
But imagine being like a real life Fiona on, and you're like on a reality television show.
How embarrassing. I couldn't like honestly like I'm so glad that I have people in my life that are like really honest with me. And they're like,
But also, okay,
I don't know about that.
imagine you and your best friend are like, oh my gosh, I got an audition for Wicked in like high school, and you're like, oh my gosh, am I like gonna be on? And people are like telling you that you have the audition, so you're like, think you're good, and you're like,
Yeah, it's, I mean,
and I'm on
like
a
you're just not
TV
thinking of the
show.
fact like you're on TV is why they're doing this, and you're like, I got an audition for Wicked. It's like the episode of Dance Moms when they go to like the Joffrey Ballet, but like they're in New York, but the Joffrey's in Chicago, so it wasn't even real. It was like that wasn't that isn't what?
It's
There's no Joffrey
giving Julia
Ballet in New York.
Stiles at her audition where you're like, I'm eating it. I'm living my best life.
I like the part where she does her little finger. She gives it a little like she raises herself up. She's like, it just.
Yeah, that's what that girl thought she was doing. She was not. She was not. And that's what Fiona is giving in the scene.
Fiona said, Courtney, take a break. Try this. Nails from the line. Go on, try it on. Okay, that's enough. Are you ready? I've watched it so many fucking times.
it.
I know the entire part. But you know what's so funny about that whole thing is that people make fun of that meme, and the reality is that, like, or that part of the song and like people fucking it up. It's a really hard thing to sing. It's like a very big belt.
Exactly.
It's hard. I'm like, okay, these are kids. But one of my favorite things to do is I love to watch Broadway compilations of like people fucking up. Like, there is have you ever seen Into the Woods?
Yes. No, but yes, but I know this. I know
You know the
the
show.
music.
There's like there's a song that's sung by the baker's wife, and she it ends with "It justifies the beans," but she's very high. I'm doing several octaves lower. I can't do it. But there's like compilations on YouTube of people trying to do that.
Oh
It
no.
justifies the beans. It's really bad. It's just like teenagers, like,
Yeah.
and I die every time I watch it. But anyway, let's get into this episode. Enough about Broadway. Enough about bad auditions.
For another time. Our cold open is with Casey. He's waking up hungover on the pullout couch, kind of confused, disheveled, and just like, what the fuck happened? The coach comes in and is like, hey, bud, hey, son. He always calls him like not his name. It's son, it's buddy, old pal. It's like, it's weird, which
Yeah, and
is.
whenever someone calls me like something like that's not my name, like you're grooming me. I'm just like, why are you? Why am I like, hey, love, hey, darling? Like I have a name. It's Sneak. You're not my mom, so you shouldn't be calling me anything. You shouldn't be calling me baby. My mom calls me that. You don't get to call me that,
Exactly.
right? I realize. Sorry, this is like off topic, but Evan like never says my name. Sometimes I ask him to say my name, so like just so I hear him say it. Like, you know, he always calls me babe, or he calls me swubs. He calls me swubs. I don't know. He one day he decided to call me Swubby Dub, and now he calls me swubs sometimes. I rarely ever hear him say my actual name, and it's concerning.
You think you forgot it?
That's why I ask him to tell. I just ask him to you say my name so I know you know it.
Say my name, say my name.
It's giving that. It's I'm very
Yeah.
much the Beyonce in my life. Anyway,
Yeah,
go ahead.
and then what does your family, well, okay, your family calls you,
Mookie.
I was about to say Pookie, but I was like, that doesn't sound right. Mookie.
I have a cousin named Pookie,
There we go. That's
but
why you're
I'm Mookie.
Pookie.
Yeah, they call me Mookie, so it's also oftentimes it's Mookie, Mooks, Mookster. Yeah.
Mooktabulous.
No, that's horrible. Don't ever say that again.
That's where you draw the
That's where
It's so
that
fun.
is my boundary.
It's so that's like the funniest thing with like nicknames when like someone that doesn't say that nickname tries to suggest to no one, you're like, no.
Okay, but
Get out of
like one
here.
thing, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. I have a bunch of people from the internet who call me Say, and that is not my fucking name. And
Ew.
I've never explicitly said to anyone, hey guys, that's not my name. Like, you call me Sneak, but I will make a point, like, if I hang out with them and I'm meeting someone, I'm like, hey, my name's, I'm like, hey, I'm Sneak. I'll say it to be like, my name's Sneak. People just call me Say now because my Twitter name was Say Anything, which is a play on my name, Say Neek. But people just call me Say. And I'm like, that's not my fucking, no one calls me that in my real life. I don't have the
Also,
heart to tell
like,
them.
I'm now that person. I'm now that like that close friend that's like that gets the ick when someone that doesn't know you calls the wrong name. You
Like,
know?
why are
Oh,
you calling me that?
this is
I would
so
even give you a pass if you called me Say, because I actually have had friends in my life call me
right.
Say. I'm like, that is a genuine nickname that I've been called before. But like, that's not my name.
Yeah. It's also like, okay, does Marley call you anything different?
No, Marley calls me Sneak.
Yeah, I was about to
You
say, I was like,
don't call me anything. You call me Sneak. We don't have any
I know,
nicknames for
that's
each
why
other.
I'm like,
I call her
oh.
Marley, and I call you Lauren. I don't call you guys anything.
We're very
Maybe
formal.
I'll be like M Dog to Marley sometimes, like
Yeah.
rarely. But
I
I
call it
like
Mar.
our Marley Atsu, I'll call her her full name. Like
Yeah,
I don't have
government.
nicknames. Actually, in hindsight, I don't use nicknames for people. I usually
Same.
call them by their. I don't have a nickname for my sister. I don't have like a baby. Like, I don't have a special name for my cousin. I don't. Everyone is their name. I don't call them anything. Like, that's your name. Even my nephew, they're calling him Chris now. I call him Christian. Sometimes now I started calling him Giggy because he started calling himself Giggy. He says Giggy. I don't know why he's calling him Giggy. So we call him Giggy sometimes because he thinks that's his name. So like that's his name. It's called Giggy because he likes that.
Self-identified.
Yeah, he is to identify himself as Giggy. Therefore, he's Giggy. Otherwise, I don't even call Evan Ev, and his friends call him Ev. I don't call him Ev. I call him Ev. Evan.
I would okay, so my family calls me Lolo, but only
Which
like
is
my
adorable.
it's very it's like very much like when your family calls you Mookie, it's like, oh, like that's like
Like your baby name.
yeah, it feels like it you feel at home. Like if there's a hominess feeling to
Yeah.
it. But like I'm sure like hearing the name Mookie coming out of my mouth sounds very strange to
It sounds very foreign.
you. Yes. And so I went to go visit my cousin in North Carolina and she calls me Lolo. And but it's like it's weird because like we're both like grown. She's like married and like we're both like adult women. So it is strange where it's like we're out and about like as adults, she calls me Lolo. But I met some of her friends and she had this bless her heart. She had this one friend, like coworker friend, who like I'm pretty sure she thought that she heard she my cousin introduces me and Lauren, but when she's just talking to me, she calls me Lolo, right? And so I think this one white woman was very confused about what my name was, and I think she was doing that thing where she like didn't want to get my name wrong, but thought it was like some exotic name that she just had never heard of before. And so she kept on trying to say my name, but she just said it differently each time. She's like, Lola, Lali, Lalila. She just kept saying
Why
it
didn't you correct? Why did you say everybody is? Why did you correct her? You just let her like
differently.
flounder all day?
No, because she was so hesitant. You know when you don't someone know someone's name, so you're just like, "Hey, love."
You guys mumble it like whoop.
and Melanie, I am the quiet, introverted cousin. Melanie is the very outspoken, like in your face, like gotta tell you shit. And she's also from like North Carolina, so she has like a she has a draw. She's like, she's Lolo to me. She's Lauren to you. Don't call her Lola. And her name is Lolo, not Lola. It's Lauren to you. She just guessed.
I'm obsessed with her just being like after she was so embarrassed because she really was like struggling. She's like Lolita, like what?
Seems like that classic like white woman that she's like, I don't want to say it wrong, but also it's like different. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how you other people say it, you know? She's like one of those.
That happens to me a lot because I people
Yes.
don't say my name right ever, or like
Yes.
always mishear it. They always think I'm saying like shut. I get a lot of people say call me Shanique because they think I said Shanique, and I'm like it's Shanique, and also Sydney and Sydney. I all types of my parents didn't consider like what it's like saying my name in like especially in a loud place that like it is hard for them to people to catch the Shanique, so they just hear Sydney, Sydney, and they don't get the whole thing. It's a struggle.
You should get a little like triangle Sunny and just click
Well, it's part of the reason
it.
why I got my little nameplate
I
now.
love that. Yeah, it's
So
very
I also get to be
cute.
like, it's this is my name, guys.
Yeah,
This is I'm
perfect.
Sneak. And then they get it.
Exactly.
But they didn't think about that. But you know.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the episode. Sorry, we went on a big tangent. Very
But
long
all that
tangent, but
to
go ahead.
say, when someone introduces you as their name, try to commit to memory. And if you don't remember it, don't say it. That's what I do. I don't say your name until I'm confident I know exactly what it is. And I will
Yeah, so I hear
pretend
someone
I.
else say it, and then I'll say it. I'm like,
Come on now. Do that. That's 101. Come on. So, Kate, I don't even know how we got here, but Casey feels gross. The coach is chill and ready. He comes out of the bathroom, dries his hair, and he's like, "You ready for school, bud?" And Casey's uncomfortable, but gets in the car and they go. Dave and Connor, approached Casey at school and are like, "Hey, man, isn't that so cool? You got one-on-one time with Coach. That we're so jealous. You're so lucky." And Casey is kind of like, "Yeah," but he's not
Only he
feeling
knew.
it.
Only y'all knew.
Claire and Allie are hounding Jenna because she's a boyfriend stealer, even though she introduced herself as not, but it's obvious that she is. And I hate this thing where it's like, the girl that's like, "I can never make friends with girls. Girls always hate me. I get along better with guys." That's what Jenna's giving this episode. Yeah. Oh, I think you froze for a
Sorry, I
second.
think you froze for you. Yeah, I might have froze, but yeah, no, Jenna is definitely a pick me though. She is giving like, I don't know why girls don't like me. And I'm like, 'cause you keep trying to get with their boyfriends.
Hello.
Why? Ma'am.
But being the pick me that she is, Casey is drawn to it and he consoles her and he's like, "Listen, hey, I'm sorry. You know, this, it's tough that you have to go through this, even though it is your own fault." But he consoles her, but he lies about going home. Jen asks, you know, "What happened last night?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, I just went home not long after you," but that's obviously a lie. But Jenna admits that she was creeped out by the coach with him being in the room. She just got a vibe that something was off.
Right.
But Casey is obviously starting to question the vibe as well. But he says, "Oh, no, coach is cool. Like, you know, I've never had anyone like this in my life. It's fine."
Yeah, it's sad.
Very sad. Declan and Holly J are in the hallway. And Declan is handing Holly J a coffee, but Fiona stumbles in and takes it from her and is upset that it's not her coffee. And she's realizing that she's being replaced as the girl in Declan's life.
Fiona's a weird ass bitch. You saw how she like licks, she's like, "Oh, like this isn't my latte." And then like Holly's like, it's mine." And she like licks it. I was like, "You weird
Yeah. Yeah.
bitch." Like,
Very weird.
I guess it's just mad weird. Like,
But also, like the listen, Holly J needs to pick up on the creepiness of Declan and Fiona. They're too close. They are
it's giving
too
Folgers commercial.
100%.
Oh, you're back from
And
college, brother.
you're my present.
Yeah, ew.
Ugh. The pep rally outside, coach is introducing everyone again as the midget basketball team. Questions. We have questions. Everyone is being introduced, but Casey is puking in the bushes. At first, I was like, was he drugged? But he's just hungover.
Yeah, he's hungover.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, I couldn't imagine being like having had all those drinks and then having to like show up at like a school function and stand up and be like, "Woohoo!" Everyone's cheering. You know, as loud as his head is thumping. Everyone's loud as fuck. Bro is struggling.
And like, I don't know if I've ever. I mean, there's probably been a time, but I don't know if I've been like hungover after beer, but like, I could only imagine like how bloated, gassy, like just yeast brewing in your stomach, probably, you know?
You baking bread in that gut.
Yeah.
Boy, it's
Like,
not
yeah, that can't be good.
fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jenna comes over, she's very concerned, and this is when Casey admits what happened last night, that he was there, he drank beers and he stayed over at the hotel. And this is when she says that, you know, like something's really off with him. I don't trust what's going on, but Casey is kind of choosing not to see it. He's kind of like, he's obviously kind of second guessing himself as well, but he's like choosing just to like forget about it and only see the good that's happening in his life.
Oh man,
So sad.
it's really sad. It's really, I've never liked the Casey character very much. I think it's largely because the actor does not sell it for me enough. I think he's miscast, honestly. I think the casting wasn't very good. I think the storyline is kind of compelling. Even though like it oftentimes gives like don't get your Sean Cameron from Shein. But
Oh my God. Yes. Don't get your shot camera from Shein, okay? Top tier
But
only. Yeah.
right, you gotta get the OG, like the original. But I think the story is interesting because it is like it is. It's very. It's you're very. I mean, you're just sympathetic to him. It's very sad, and he's just like, you know, he doesn't have like any like proper adult in his life to, you know, let him know or like make him realize like this is not okay. This is not normal.
I think also Casey's storyline, like you said, right? Sean Cameron was the heartthrob with the issues, right? With the past. I think Casey should have just been a straight heartthrob and nothing more. Like, you know, like it there was too much, I think,
The
to go
past
along with.
isn't lurking, and like the whole like I'm bad, like he's giving like JoJo Siwa, like I was a bad girl, I did bad things. It's like, did you like I don't know.
It is definitely giving JoJo Siwa. You're correct in that. Yeah. Declan is in the hallway and he spies Fiona by herself in the Zen Garden, once again eating lunch by herself. And he's realizing, oh shit, now that I've started dating Holly J, you know, I've left my sister in the wayside. So he suggests that she get involved at school, you know, like he did. And I'm like, you started dating the school president. That's not getting involved. Like, you're not doing anything else, but okay.
Well, remember the play? He's
I
like,
know,
you know, he's like writing a play and like he's like a dramaturg or whatever.
but again, that the only reason he got involved in that was because he liked Jane.
Damn, that's true. His whole like his whole extracurricular shit is he's trying to fuck.
Come on now.
Honestly, slay. Like I love that for him. He's like,
Yeah.
where the girls at? Girls at, and that's where he's what clubs he joins.
Exactly. At basketball practice, Casey is still hungover and he's kind of messing up in practice. And so he gets held back by the coach, who kind of reprimands him for messing up. And this is when the switcheroo happens, the classic cycle of abuse. I'm gonna, you know, oh,
He's
another,
withholding. He's like,
there we
if you
go.
all tend to withhold, take it back from me. So
Yes.
now you're gonna come chase me. Fucked
Yes.
up. It's just fucked up. It's
So fucked
sick.
up. So
So
fucked
fucked
up.
up.
And Casey immediately, because this is what fucking happens, he wants the attention again. So he kind of is like, hey, coach, like, what are you doing later? You got any more beers? And the coach fucking reels him back in. And he's like, not before the game. You know, I care about you. Wink, wink. I want the best for you. Like, I don't want you to be hungover playing in the championship game because you got success right around the corner, man. I can help you.
What a fucking
Yeah.
dog. And like it's totally doing that so that it's like, I mean, it makes it that Casey is, you know, in he's not actually, but he can frame it as like, well, you came to me.
Yep. That's
We hung
exactly what
out,
it is.
you came to me. What's the big deal? Like you wanted to get beers. I got you beers. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
Ugh, so creepy. He needs
I
to
know.
be beat
Yeah,
up. He's
he needs to get.
to get his ass beat.
Yes, most definitely. We're at the musical auditions, and this is where we get Fiona's terrible audition. She is screeching away, and Declan's like, she's in. She's our lead. She's perfect. What could we need more? This is immediately after Shantae sings a little ditty. That's pretty good. But I think Shantae could definitely sing. But everyone's surprised being, yeah.
When Fiona had walked in, I thought that it was like, I mean, I never really watched Schitt's Creek, but I have watched a little bit of Lexis, that little thing. And I thought like she walked in because she has also like, similar like style to her, like the kind of like boho, like rich girl thing. Well, wannabe rich girl thing, because of course it's still Degrassi, so it's still giving TJ
Right.
Maxx. But I was just I just felt like she was gonna start doing a little bit of Lexis. And I was waiting for it.
It's giving very much that. Very much that. But Declan is like, she's in. she's good, and everyone else is like nepotism much. Like this is a sham, it's a lie. We get a scene. Coach is driving Casey, what I thought was home, but he's driving him to the hotel again to go hang out. And
Yeah.
this is where he shows off his gun that's in his car.
I was like, what's happening? Like, what? There's so much going on. Why does he have a gun?
I don't fucking know. The way that I like was terrified. I still get, I mean, I wonder why. I get scared when a gun comes on this on the screen. Like it's as if the gun's in the room with me. Like I get very nervous.
I like how, like, on this show, the 2 times we've seen guns, they're always like meticulously placed in a case, and it's like my gun. Like, it's never, no one ever has a
Yeah.
gun. It's always like my gun. Like, look at it. It's a polished case.
Yeah, weird.
It's so
Okay.
Canadian.
Yeah, like,
Like, no one's ever
okay.
strapped. Like, it's always like
So professional. You're
a case.
so right. Oh my God.
Yeah,
But
he just open his glove compartment, and there's just like a gun. it's like here like the light there's like light It's like in it's like Pulp Fiction. There's like a light emitting from it. It's very dramatic. But yeah, he has a gun for some fucking reason. He's like, yeah, I gotta stay. What was his reason? He say like gotta stay protected, or like what was the why?
The way he throws up these lines, he's like, when you have fear, the only way to handle it is you got to own it. And this is how I own my fear. And he opens up the gun case, and I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, he reminds me of, in the last season of Pen 15, when Anna's dating that one like Asian guy, and
Asian.
he always like talks in like platitudes, and they're
Yes.
like, what? He
Yes.
is like that. He's just like, why are you always quoting something? Like, what are you talking? And it's like, what is that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Literally,
He's like, I gotta own my
literally.
fear, and it's how I do it. J John Wayne, and then he opens up, and it's like,
Girl, it's time to run, okay?
yeah.
Time to run away. But
Yeah.
Casey is
But
like
also, yeah, obviously, a means of intimidation, I'm sure, for Casey, too. Like, I have a gun. So, in case he's wondering if I'm dangerous, I am.
But that's what's so weird. It's like it's an intimidation, but also like a brag. It's like, look how cool I am. I have a gun. That's another thing that's so crazy about this character is that he almost like, it's almost like giving, okay, I just read this book. I forget the name of it, but it's about this, let me look it up real quick before I forget. It's about this boy that grows up in Virginia and kind of like the Appalachia region, super poor, like coal mining communities. And he has a fucked up life, very Casey of it all. It's called, oh, Demon Copperhead, that's what it's called. And it's a fiction book, but he ends up going to this group home, and there's like this mentality of like for people that are like in these fucked up situations, and there's like the kind of top abuser, right? So he's in this group home with a bunch of boys, and there's the top boy that kind of ends up being an abuser as well. But he like is abusive, but then also is like wants to brag so that everyone else likes him too. And I feel like the coach in this situation not only is like trying to control and like manipulate and groom Casey, he also like wants Casey's like admiration.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's classic narcissistic behavior. Like, it's like you're a predator, but like you also, and I mean, it's also how the cycle of abuse happens too. It's like, it's not like someone who's in like a like abusive romantic relationship, but like the partner still has to be somebody you want to be with, even despite the abuse. Like, you can't, like, I mean, honestly, I don't know how to phrase it. Like, you can't be all evil, even though like you are like doing very evil things, but like you have to also like be somewhat likable. And that's why sometimes like abusers are so easy to get away with shit, because like you bring that up to other people. Like, case in point, the other kids being like, oh my God, it's so cool you got one-on-one time with the coach, like, look up to. So like it isn't cre like if Casey was like, actually he's not what you think, I think a lot of people wouldn't believe him, because it's like, no, of course not. He's like cool. He's like nice. Like, why would you think that? Like, why would you think he's doing something bad? Because you're
Exactly.
likable and something's wrong with you. Yeah.
Ugh.
Ew.
And
Creepy.
it's gonna get more ew because at the hotel,
Yeah.
the coach is really intense again with Casey. At one point, I'm like, is he gonna try to like kiss him or
Yeah.
like what's about to happen? He doesn't. But there's a very intense moment, and there's a moment where Casey like is feeling this intense moment and kind of interpreting it as like, wow, there's such this great connection. This person really cares about me. And Casey expresses that he feels like the coach gets him and that he's never felt like this before. And he's just so happy to have, like, you know, this person in his life, which I'm like, oh, Casey,
Poor
no.
kid.
This is when things get even
Yeah.
weirder. Coach invites the woman Stacy from the car wash that he was with, and Stacy comes over to hang out, and Casey's like, all right, I'll get going, and they're like, no, stay, you need to release some stress. Stacy's here to help you. She's an old pro. I paid enough for her. And we realize that she's a sex worker that's here to deflower Casey, who is supposedly 18 now, according to the lie. And this is, again, it's giving
I
Diddy, it's giving
didn't.
TI, it's giving all the other rappers that like hire sex workers to quote unquote deflower their sons and not make them gay. Like,
Oh,
it's giving
yeah.
that.
I did not see this coming, like, as that being the thing. And I had questions. I was like, okay, first off, so does he just like, is this his girlfriend who is also a sex worker, or does he hire this sex worker to just pretend to be his girlfriend? Because he brought her to the car wash. And I'm like,
Oh.
why did he bring her there? But then to your point, and you're talking about like him wanting to seem cool, it's like, oh, I have like a hot chick with me, like I have a hot girlfriend. It's so weird. It's like, why did you bring a sex worker to the school parking lot for a car wash? Like, what is going on? Like,
Well,
what?
my thought also was that coach, because it's like, why is he like hopping around school to school during basketball seasons? Like, what is his actual job? My thinking is that
He's a
he's
pimp.
it maybe no more so like he's
No.
kind of like it's like a dope sick love type situation where they're kind of like addict friends, and like they are like hanging out together, but the coach also like has his own fucked up reasons for being around Casey. So he's like, oh, you can like I'll get you to like kind of infiltrate the situation, Stacy. But I think Stacy's just there for the fun of it all
Yeah,
and
she's
like
there for the
hang out.
ride. Yeah.
Yeah, but I unclear. Unclear on the
Yeah, I
situation.
was so confused. It's like, wait, like obviously this is like deeply like fucked up, and Casey gets away. He's like, no, like I'm not doing this. Like, you know, but it's
Yeah.
still just like, I had so many questions. Like, is she like what? And when he like hired her at the car wash, was he just like, we're not gonna have sex, I'm just gonna pay for you to like be my date? Was she ever like, what the fuck? Like, it's
Yeah.
just so weird. But yeah, anyway, like, yeah, he like runs out though. And I'm okay, this was like unintentionally funny because again, the acting is so bad. He looked like he had the shit. Like, he runs out. It's supposed to be a super emotional moment, Casey like breaking down, but it looked like he was running to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that because that's why I recognized it. Was like, this looks like the fucking hotel room from Emma, because remember she runs into the bathroom.
Oh yeah, but he
It
runs
looks
out of the
like,
hallway though. He runs out before.
but that's what I noticed. I was like, oh, it looks like he's about to run into the bathroom like Emma, but then he
Oh
ran out of the
yeah.
hallway.
Yeah. And he's like freaked out.
My
Yeah.
gosh. In the musical rehearsal, Fiona is struggling. But Declan is still not being honest with her because he sees how excited she is. But he decides, you know what? I could fix this. I'll just get her voice lessons and then she'll just get better. And then I don't have to tell her the truth. And it was still bad. Even with the lessons, the teacher was like, bruh, We got
The
to
guy on
cut
the
it.
piano was like, not, no good, no bueno. Like, she needs to go.
Even with this paycheck, it's not worth it.
No. Like, we can't auto-tune her on stage. Like, we don't have the budget.
I'm also going to close out this scene. So, Fiona's getting a dress fitting for her like little outfit for the musical, and there's an interaction with Anya that we realize like, oh, Fiona knows fashion, like she's kind of good at this. But Declan finally tells her that she can't be in the musical, she's not a good singer, and you know, he just wanted to spend time with her. And I was like, oh my gosh, the two of them are such theater, like they're such a theater too. Like they're the weird incestuous twins, but then they're also like the couple in theater where like he's not out yet and she's just obsessed with him and their
Oh
boyfriend
yeah.
girlfriend, but like it's very platonic.
But it's
But
also
they
like very intense and like theater kids like were there's too much. It's too
Very.
much. Yeah.
Okay, so the big scene is at the basketball game, the championship game. Everyone is there except for Casey. Casey is breaking into the coach's car because he's a bad kid that knows how to break into cars. Again, the Sheehan Sean Cameron of it all.
Well, remember
And
he told Claire, he's like, I used to like to steal cars. Like that was like his thing.
oh,
He
I
like loved
forgot
to
about that.
he loved that. That was like that he like that was his passion. Like,
I forgot
some
about
people's
that.
passion, some people's passion is like graphic design. His passion was breaking
Okay, go off. We love it. I'm not gonna yuck
the
your yum, you know,
No.
Casey.
Right.
But it's in this moment that we realize, oh my gosh, he's going to break into the car to get the
Which I thought was gonna be like a suicide thing. I was like, is he gonna kill himself? I was very like,
gun.
is it we're gonna have an attempt? Like
My
that was
brain was
my first
everywhere.
indication. It's like, oh shit.
Well, I thought it's going to be another Rick situation. And then I was like, oh, it's going to be a Degrassi High bathroom situation. And then I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how this is ending because I haven't seen this episode before. I was very nervous. Oh, God. So Casey walks into the school. He has a duffel bag. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Rick. Like, I was like triggered. That's why I was like, Degrassi is really calling back. They have the fucking creepy pedophile hotel. We've got the gun in a bag arriving at school. Like, disheveled
Yeah,
white male with a gun.
their
Stop.
greatest hits, their greatest hits. They're like,
Degrassi. Ugh. Gosh. So he walks into school and Claire sees him first. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this gonna be an Emma situation? I just needed to end. So I needed to end, and they didn't end it quick enough. And I was like, oh gosh. So Claire sees him and she's like, what are you? She says something snippy. She's like, oh, why don't you go say hi to everybody? Everybody loves you in there, huh? Like,
Hey, get your girlfriend. Like, I mean, and honestly, justified. She's salty. Like, she just got dumped. Like,
exactly.
fair. But then she's like, "Casey." Like, then she's like, "Notice." She like notice like something's wrong. She's like,
Yeah, she's like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, Claire
She
knows
cleaned her
him.
glasses again. She's like, "Excuse me. Wait, you look upset. Are you okay?"
Oh, Claire. Oh, Claire's with a non-communicative boy that doesn't express his feelings, and she's trying to interpret it. I wonder what that's
Oh,
like.
that's a callback. I
Goodness.
love that. Well,
But
you wear better glasses.
yes, I've got an updated prescription, and the lenses are slightly bigger, so
Yeah.
no better, do better. But Claire, he says, he does this thing where he's like, Claire, I'm sorry. Where I'm like, oh my gosh, he's tying up things. He's saying goodbye. He walks into the locker room and he's kind of on the bench, kind of like with his thoughts. Coach comes in and he tells him, what are you doing in here? It's time for the game. And Casey confronts him and is like, I know what you fucking did. I'm gonna, you know, like And he doesn't really say a lot. Casey doesn't really say a lot in this moment, but Coach can see that Casey has flipped.
Yeah.
He could see that like Casey is catching on to what's going on. And also like the last time he saw him, he was storming out of the hotel room after the
Yeah, you try
or
to have, and also try to get him to have sex in front of you because you're like, oh, we'll give you pointers. So like you're planning on being in the room while that was happening. Yeah, it's a rough scene too, because it's like it's clearly like besides the character, just like I think very much not really knowing what he's going to do, but also just like, you know, this kid's like trust has been like shattered. Like he really did trust and care about his coach, and his coach is a fucking creep. Yeah.
And the coach is kind of like playing to what's going on in Casey's mind. He's like, listen, if you tell everyone what happened, I'm just gonna deny it. Who's gonna believe you? Like, I didn't even do anything to you.
I
You know,
didn't touch
nothing even
you.
happened.
Yeah, I don't believe you, you're a bad boy. You little bad boy, like you think. You're a bad kid.
And Casey's like, fuck, he's right. Casey then walks into the gym again with said duffel bag. And I loved this moment. We have Mr. Simpson, which I'm like, where have you been? The school needs you. Like, pe people are not doing well. Okay. We need some proper staff and administration. And Mr. Simpson and Miss H, which I'm like, y'all spend too much time together. You do not need to be standing next to each other at a basketball game, Mr. I almost had an affair.
Well, Mr. I had an affair. I mean, they only kiss, but still.
That we know of. Yeah,
I
it's
know. That's what he admitted to.
Casey walks into the gym and Miss H and Mr. Simpson see him and are like, hey. Which I love that there's like there's some growth here at Degrassi. They're like, hey, disheveled boy with a hand in his bag, you doing okay? Like,
Yeah, they're not just like,
okay.
you know, compared to like Raditz and like Rick clearly being like on the verge of bringing a gun to school and being like, hey, like don't the kids bully sometimes, not a big deal.
Yeah,
Like
grow a pair.
grow a pair, but maybe you should just ignore them. It's like
Oh,
at least
God.
they're like keyed in a little bit of like something's up. He has a
Yeah.
hand in a bag. Maybe we should say something to him.
Yeah, and he's like kind of shaking and not breaking eye contact.
But also, like, unfortunately, because the actor is the way, like, on the verge of some shit, because he's a bad boy. He did bad things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the gun.
But yeah, but this luckily this interaction like pauses Casey, and he walks out, and Miss H and Mr. Simpson follow him, and he takes out the gun out of the bag, and he's and because they're like, do you have something? What's going on? Like, you know, like tell us what's going on. And Casey tells him that Coach Carson keeps this in his car, and he hands over the gun to Miss H. And Miss H takes it. She's like, Mr. Art, whatever the fuck she calls him, she's like, call the police.
Archie.
Archie. Like, how dare you use that pet name, that fucking
Know. His name
spiky,
is
the
Archibald. His name is
come on.
Archibald. Okay? To you
Yeah,
harlot.
exactly. H for harlot. Gosh. And while he's going to call the police, Miss H asks him, okay, so tell me everything. Like, has anything else happened? And they have this this weird kind of like classic like mid to late aughts like soft rock pop melancholy song that's always playing when there's like a gun episode.
Yeah, well, because you know now Degrassi has upped the budget, so now they're using like real music, and it's like the song is like slow rock, like and everything's like slow motion almost. And it's like, and then the cops show up, and it's like you and I, and like the kids are like still doing their cheerleading, but they're like, wait, something's happening, and they're like, you, and like for everybody, and it's like
Yes.
it's like what the fuck is happening? It's very like a I feel like a very like One Tree Hill kind of like moment.
Exactly. And they have their own
Yeah.
gun episode, and it's the same fucking vibe.
Oh, here's it's the
It.
same thing. I'm like, wait, did they steal the storyline from One Tree Hill? Okay.
No, I mean every teen drama has at least one gun episode, and One Tree Hill and Degrassi are the same for that. They have a couple, you know.
Yeah, I love a good gun episode. I like the gun episode on My So-Called Life when that one kid brings a gun, like what's his name? Brian
Okay.
so and so brings a gun to school.
Also, there's a gun episode in Boy Meets World too, right? Am I making that up? It's in the front of my brain.
There being a gun episode.
Obviously, my assumption is that it has to do with Sean.
Well, I remember Sean and the cherry bomb.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
It's like a cherry, he has the cherry bomb and like he puts in the mailbox. But like, I don't remember there being a gun episode.
Let me look it
But like,
up.
maybe there was. I'm not recalling. I'm not recalling that. Or looking at.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, there's something immediately pops up. But it doesn't seem that that was a gun episode. It just says that they were locked in the school during detention.
Oh, so that's the Halloween episode, right? When they like,
Yeah.
and it's like the Scream episode, and like, yeah.
Okay, but there's one that says on the fence. Okay, let's look this up. On the fence. No, that can't be it because it's season one.
I think the
What's the
closest thing to a gun
synopsis?
episode is when like Sean, when Corey is working at this like restaurant and they realize it's run by the mob, and then like Sean starts working there, and then he starts like running like he's been like working for the mob very briefly, and then like Sean's and then, like Corey's like you can't do this, and like Sean's like doing his whole like I'm supposed to be bad, I'm bad, I'm this is my life, and then he like realizes like this is dumb, like I'm like
Yeah.
literally working for the mob right now.
But also like tracks. The
Yeah.
tracks are him. Yeah, I think but surprisingly, there's not. Yeah, so yeah, I'm thinking of the Scream episode. Corey, Sean, Topanga, Angela,
Yeah.
and Kenny all get detention together. And there's a Scream type episode.
I love that episode. It's so funny.
Yeah, that one was scary for me, obviously, because I don't do
Yeah.
scary movies. We wrap up this Degrassi gun episode. And the next day at school at musical practice, Shantae has the part. We love a strong black lead. And Fiona has a role in the wardrobe department. And the chaotic, incestuous couple is back together and now in the theater department. Casey, Connor, and Dave are chatting and they're curious. They're like, hey, what happened with Coach of the Game? That was kind of crazy, right? And I'm surprised there's not a rumor already circulating, because if there was a public arrest of the like popular coach at school, there'd be at least 15 rumors minimum.
Oh, without a question, like everything from like they found drugs on him to like he was like trafficking people. Like, there would be like
Yeah.
the rumor mill would have run wild at our school. Like there would have been so much
Exactly.
speculation. Like that would be
Exactly.
like the most, that's like the biggest thing that would have happened that year is like the coach got arrested during a game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's all we're talking about for like
Yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But Casey is silent and he sees Jenna is waiting on a bench for him. And so he goes up to talk to her. She gives him the jacket that he left behind, and Casey's like, I don't want it, you know, because it's from the coach who bought it
Tainted,
for him,
yeah.
very tainted. And she's like, hey, you know, this is your jacket. You earned it. Kind of encouraging him that, oh, this wasn't for nothing, or something like that. Like, I don't know what they're trying to communicate with her, like giving him the jacket.
Not all this wasn't for nothing. Like, like the
Like,
grooming
don't
was
give up
worth
on
it. You
your.
see, your grooming was worth it. You got a free jacket. Like, oh, no, I
Yeah, I'm
hope
like,
not.
we need to have a symbolic burning of this jacket, if anything.
Yeah.
But he tells her, "Hey, you were right all along." And she says, "I'm sorry." And they have a little kind of, "Oh, now we
Yeah.
can be together?" Question
Like,
mark. Get
yeah. I'm like, I need Miss Sauvé to come in and maybe talk to
the fucking
Casey.
counselor, man.
We need to get the
God
counselor in
damn.
her because it's like that was really fucked up episode.
I know. And I'm like, "Oh, this poor boy."
I know,
Poor boy.
Casey.
I almost wish that this was like that they would have done a Degrassi thing where it's like, oh, Casey told Miss H and then he was never seen from again because he got sent away to live with his aunt, you know, somewhere.
Right.
He popped up.
Yeah.
The Miss Honey from Matilda popped up and he was finally saved. You know, like
He's
I
like
need something
whisked
like
away. Yeah,
that.
like he's come out of the group home. Like, unfortunately, Casey goes back to the group home. Casey's parent dad is still in jail and his mom is still probably on crack. So like
Things have
that's
not
a sad reality for
improved.
Casey. No, his life is still really hard. Next week we'll be back for two more episodes. Episodes 13 and 14, Holiday Road. Oh, I love that song. And Saramia. That just like I hear that song and I'm just like, well, I gotta watch National
Yeah.
Lampoon Family Vacation. Like,
Yeah.
whoa. Okay. So in synopsis, Holiday Road. Emma returns to Degrassi along with Kelly on their cross-country bike tour. Okay.
Ew.
And is keeping a big secret from Snake and Spike. Shantae writes an article on the anti-grapevine about her date with Danny, making everyone believe that he's cheap. And this episode marks the final appearance of Evan Williams as a Kelly Ashuna. I didn't know that Kelly had a last name. I thought his name was just Kelly.
Ashuna, is he a man of color?
Don't know. It's like Ashoona. I'm like,
Oh.
I don't know what that name is. Like what that origin is.
Okay.
And Start Me Up. Peter opens a club above the dock.
Not him, but he's about to be on meth again, isn't he? God damn.
Listen, Peter opens a club above the dock to occupy his time. Because, you know, as you do when you're in high school and bored, you open a nightclub to occupy his time. And when Declan and Fiona's cousin Victoria returns, ayo, Peter is put in a dilemma with a decision to make. Meanwhile, Claire is supposed to write a short autobiography on herself, but uses a story that Declan told her as her own.
Well, honestly, Claire, that probably tracks because I doubt you have any stories to tell at the
Claire got
moment.
no stories. I mean, I was right about my breakup and how I got dumped. I mean, that's
That's
the most interesting thing that's
embarrassing.
happened to her. That is embarrassing. Or
Oh,
she should write about call up Dad Darcy and be like, what's Africa like? What you saw in Kenya today, girl?
she should have written the story about how she helped save her sister from that creep, that other
Oh
creep.
yeah, another millet. Yeah, when you call 911, Claire came through. She said, "Let me call 911 in my little uniform." She's like, "Hello, police. My sister's in danger." They love TV's always like you to call 911. You're like, "Hello, police." It's like
Listen, you know those like
bitch, you dialed 911. Who else? Dispatch.
what's a red flag for someone that definitely killed a person and they call 911? They say, "Hello, police." That's it.
I love listening to a 911 call of someone who like did the crime.
Chef's kiss. It's a good
it's,
one.
it's like it's like just acting 101. It's like it's not for me to act. I'm acting, ha. Then they start
Also,
their thing.
side question. Did you watch the original Jinx? Have you been watching part two Jinx?
You know, I watched some of the Jinx, but I didn't watch the whole thing. Was part two? He died, or he what happened to him? He in jail, or he did, or something happened?
I think he did
I
die,
mean,
but I can't.
he killed the women because he admits it on TV. He'd be like,
Yes.
I killed the bitches. I did. That was me.
But this part two is about like when the documentary stops, like back in like 2015, and then picks up to like present day. But the fact, listen, the way that like The way that some of these men out here, like as someone that watches 90 Day Fiancé, the way that like some of these men have like women fighting over them, and the way that they are nothing to be fighting about. And he is one of these people. Knowing, and people fighting over him, knowing that he kills people. That's crazy. That's
Oh yeah, he did
crazy.
die.
Yeah, he died, and
You
I
know
think
how I
during the making
remember
of this.
he died because I think I heard about him dying on Twitter, but I thought it was Fred Durst, and I almost had a very embarrassing tweet where I was like, "Oh my God, RIP Robert Durst," and it was like, "Oh wait, no, that's Fred Durst is still alive. Also, Robert Durst, rest in peace." So I
Yeah.
yeah,
So, highly
okay,
recommend.
okay.
Part two is good. Part one is also good. But I think if you already know the ending, but the crazy thing is that like the show, it was like came out in 2015. So people were watching it week by week on HBO. So when
Yeah,
he
I read that being like a big deal.
the very last 3 minutes of the Jinx, everyone heard it like and broke the internet, you know? So that was kind of
Yeah,
cool.
when he was like, yeah, man, like, that's
I
crazy to
killed them
admit.
all.
I killed them all. I'm like, why would you even say that? Like, what? I don't know. I've never
Narcissist.
killed, but if I ever did, like, the last thing I'm doing is telling anybody, like, hey, you know, I killed those people, right?
Yeah, so what are you gonna
Yeah.
do, you know? Oh, own the
What?
fear, buy a gun.
Right. Own the fear. Like fucking he's in jail. Anyway. Those are our episodes. Be sure to continue to follow along. We promise we will actually be back next week. We actually will be, like, for real. For real, for real, for real. We only have a few more episodes left of this season. I feel like the season
Yeah,
went by
I
kind of fast.
know. Excited, excited, excited.
Yeah, me too. Lauren, do you have anything to say before we go?
Nope, be sure to follow us on Instagram and we would love to hear from you. Can't wait to see you again, hear you again next week.
All right. But as always, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you later, Broomheads.
Hi, Broomheads.